Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Dan. What you doing?
Well, not only do I like to break a physical sweat at Bear Canyon CrossFit, but I like to break a mental sweat, too.
Oh, wow,
and I'm preparing our podcast, because Bear Canyon CrossFit just sponsored it.
Yeah!
Thank you, Bear Canyon CrossFit.
We're stoked to partner up with them, and we want to tell you guys, maybe you're the seasoned workout veteran, and you've been going to Planet Fitness for 1,000 years,
Captain America.
Just not getting the results you want. I think CrossFit could be for you, and Bear Canyon CrossFit is the best CrossFit gym in the ABQ.
In the universe.
Wow, amazing.
In the universe.
Yeah, and not only that, you get your first class free so you can try it out with no hassle, with nobody trying to get you to sign up for some commitment. Come check it out absolutely free. All you got to do is register at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.
They've got tons of pricing options and different classes. They got a HIIT class. They've even got CrossFit kids. So again, go to BearCanyonCrossFit.com for all the info. And thanks for listening to our podcast.
All right, listen up.
I am ready to be back on the air.
Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Everybody, go back to work.
It's Tuesday.
Beautiful. Now, can we all please get back to work?
Hey, let's talk. More work.
Somebody chimed in with a request. They said, hey, guys, it's my birthday. Can you do I Like Turtles and Rap Battle Dex and Steve-O?
I like turtles.
That's a birthday wish.
Hit that beat.
I can't.
No. Not here to rap. We're trying to do the news. I don't care if it's your birthday. You're being quite rude. So leave us alone because we got a show to do. So step off, kid. I like turtles.
It's your birthday. It's time to go. I love the way it feels, so let's go. I love birthdays all day long. Let's feel the flow. Oh, 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 oh.
Birthday song.
Yeah.
Am I a really good DJ?
You're not normally this interesting.
Thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
Dogs choose dogs.
Good job.
What?
Lumos.
You would be the best magician.
You would
be the best sorcerer.
Dope wizard.
So good.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, Deck.
Thanks, man.
Can you repeat your spell?
Hakuna Matata!
This is the beginning of the show. It's the fun time. We're ready to go.
They just want a good show. That's all they want.
Showtime.
Oh, man.
Good morning.
Gets me every time.
You're a wizard.
Don't tell anybody, guys.
You kind of blew it there. Casting your Patronus spell of Hakuna Matata.
Welcome to the show. We're live on a beautiful Tuesday morning.
Ah, is it snowing?
6:07. Is it snowing outside?
Let me take a
Come
look.
On, down. Dude. It's gonna be lovely today. Are we ready? High today of 70 degrees.
Oh, Christmas!
That's right, everybody. Christmas is here.
70, 71, depending on which weather site you subscribe to, but either way, low 70s. Oh, it's going to be perfect today, guys.
Unless you live in Florida.
Clear skies, sunny, no rain today.
Oh, man.
Just a beautiful, beautiful day.
That's what you guys think.
In the desert.
In the desert. Sleigh rides in the desert.
Meanwhile, in Florida, Hurricane Matthew approaches. No, it's not epic. It's terrifying.
Oh, what are they saying? What category?
It's bad. 145-mile-per-hour winds, feet of storm surge.
Oh, gosh.
Tons of stuff. Oof. It's extreme danger to Haiti and the Bahamas right now. Scary. So pray for all the folks in Haiti. You know, we used to work with an organization called Hands and Feet when we were in Waverly. And Dave, since he's in Audio Adrenaline, he still works with it. It was founded by the two original guys in Audio Adrenaline, Mark Stewart and Will McGinnis. And it's an incredible, like, organization based in Haiti. Mm. And they kind of have, it's like an orphanage type scenario.
That's cool.
But they're, like, totally under the gun with this, with Hurricane Matthew. So you guys pray for them. Because it's supposed to be a big one.
I thought hurricane season was pretty much over.
No way, man.
No way.
Well, I don't think hurricane season ends until November.
Really?
Yeah.
585 Live, you can text the show. Be a part of it with us. Tell us what's on your mind. You want to contribute to the show. Steve-O and Tao are leaving us.
In less than 24 hours, I will be on a plane to the grand old city of New York, never to return.
Yeah, you'll return. You'll be back.
Start spreading the news.
These two guys are going to be out.
I'm leaving today.
New York Comic Con.
He's leaving.
I want to be
They'll be bringing us live updates.
New York, New York.
Through their Facebook pages.
That's right.
These vagabond shoes.
They'll be calling in on the show.
Shoes.
Are longing to stray.
I don't even know who's going to show up.
So far,
so far, I've booked Tam, and you know how she is. You know,
she's going to be late.
Who knows if she's going to show up.
Pre-record with her.
And then Buck's supposed to show up. And,
oh, man.
You know, what about Stephen Christian?
Your host.
I didn't even think about him.
Dude, he's around.
Oh, well.
He's around.
He's
a pompadour.
Busy guy.
How's that treating you over there, Mr. Gloppy Mouth?
I put too much in my mouth and it got pasty and I thought I was going to choke, so I had to open my mouth. I'm sorry.
Is that the oatmeal?
Yeah.
Ooh. You got to be careful with oatmeal.
We'll
see what happens. We'll see who shows up.
You should talk to Steven. And what about Rickles?
Yeah, Ricky. He's got an 8-to-5 job, though, so it's hard for him to get out. But
I almost called him Ricketts, which is not a good nickname because that's like a...
A
debilitation.
Well, we got a big show planned for you guys. We'll tell you all about it right after we kick off New Music Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of great tracks for you this morning. We need your feedback, so text us at 585-LIVE. Or hit us up at Star 88 FM on Facebook.
Who knows what's happening this Friday night at the Star Center in Rio Rancho? There's a little band that you might have heard of called Casting Crowns.
Boom!
And with them, they have a gal named Hannah Carr. I hope it's how you... Or Kerr or something.
Kerr.
Yeah, Scurvy Carr. Anyway, this is her first single, her first big-time single. It's called Radiate, and we're going to play it. You guys tell us what you think about it, facebook.com/star88FM, or text us at 585-LIVE.
Hannah Kerr. Oh, sorry, girl.
Hey, let her sing.
Wow. So rude.
Sorry about that, Hannah.
Good grief, man. Just let her sing.
Try it on. Hannah Kerr, New Music Tuesday. What do you think, Starmie? 585 Live, you can text us, or Star 88FM on Facebook.
So far on Facebook, we got nothing. But I thought that was a pretty good song.
Yeah.
I think she's off to a good start as far as a career path.
Not bad.
She's coming through town with Casting Crowns and Matt Maher, which if you are interested in that concert, go to star88.fm/events because I believe it is almost sold out.
No kidding.
So you can find all of the ticket information there.
New Music Tuesday continues coming up. 6:16. Good morning.
High today of 70 degrees.
59 years ago, on this beautiful day, October 4th in 1957, the space age officially began as the Soviet Union launched Sputnik.
Nice.
The first man-made satellite into orbit. But even more importantly, on this day, in 1957, CBS launched Leave It to Beaver.
Nice.
Did you guys ever watch Leave It to Beaver?
A little bit when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Let's watch an episode.
Wash this morning, I found a pair of Wally's brand new jeans in the washing machine. Now, why in the world would he do something like that?
Well, June, no self-respecting teenager would think of wearing a pair of blue jeans that hadn't been properly faded.
Why, we should speak to him anyway.
Well, we can't always be after him about everything like that, June. Give him a chance to grow up. They both home?
Beaver is. He wants you to hear him on Paul Revere's ride.
Oh, well, I will after I get cleaned up. Where's Wally?
He went to get a haircut.
Without being told?
That Wally. He's so clever. Oh, he'd never get a haircut.
He was a risk taker.
Yeah, he was.
Wow. It was a different time, man.
It sure was. I loved it. I loved Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Rachel Lee Cook, our friend, who was on the show.
My best friend, my girl.
She's celebrating a birthday.
Oh. I just read it, so now I can't.
Oh, no.
35.
Or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa!
I am not even sure what just happened.
There she is.
35.
37.
Hey!
Alicia Silverstone.
Oh
39.
40. Ooh, 40. Good job.
Really?
Yeah.
I read that one, too, so I picked a guess. I
quit looking.
I'm sorry. You said Rachel Lee
Cook. Oh, man. You didn't have any Aerosmith? Come on. Alicia Silverstone is the Aerosmith music video girl.
Yeah.
I mean, she's much more than that.
What I do have, Steve-O, is one of my favorite artists when I was a kid.
Oh, cool.
And remember the Speedy CD challenge that we we did the other day? Well, I actually called into a radio station when I was about 10 years old, and I won the Speedy CD challenge for this artist. They were playing this song really fast, and I nailed it. His name is John Cicada.
Make it through the day without you.
Make it through the day. You're going to have to make it through the week, bro. A whole week without us.
Huh. You're going to be fine.
Hello, this is my boy John Cicada.
Ready? Today's his birthday?
Hi. Oh, 55.
I wish you guys could see Dex when he sings.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody look so inspired by himself.
You can.
Give me a reason.
Did you guys say how old?
Sorry, I got lost. I got lost.
What did you say?
I said 55. 52. I don't even remember.
You said 55?
Yeah.
Steve-O nailed it again!
Yeah! Ah! I actually didn't read that.
Ah! Let's see if we can get 3 for 3. Russell Simmons.
Oh, Def Comedy Jam.
That's right.
Dog.
Yeah, he's the pioneer.
He had those awesome, awesome exercise videos. I loved him.
No, that's...
A little mini trampoline.
That's Richard Simmons.
Come on, guys!
Totally different.
You can do it! Oh, I loved Richard Simmons. Russell Simmons. He's good.
No.
He's real good. He's been in hiding lately.
Wrong person. Russell Simmons.
That's the same guy.
Is the Def Jam pioneer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
slightly.
He had some Def Jams on that exercise show. Woo!
Oh, man.
Sweating to the oldies. Yeah. Let's through the twist. Come on.
Oh, man. He can't be much older than Cicada, man.
Cicada.
56.
57.
59. That's all right. All right. Today on the show, we have a couple interviews for you.
Mm-hmm. Holy unholy alliance. Our greatest foes have reunited.
Batman. Yes. Return of the Cape Crusaders.
Let's go.
Okay, this is huge, dude.
To the Batmobile.
There's a brand new animated movie called Batman Return of the Cape Crusaders. It stars Adam West, Richard Ward Burton, Julie Newmar.
And we're talking to Julie Newmar today. She played Catwoman on the old show.
Dude, Catwoman. So from the Batman TV show, Sam Swan, I need to text him right
Kick
now.
Pal. Kick Pal. Him.
Kick Pal.
Julie Newmar is going to be on the show today.
Yeah, so the new movie, The Return of the Cape Crusaders, is an animated film. So all these actors and actresses are providing the voices.
Yeah, because they're pretty old now.
Very
old.
Let's ask Julie Newmar how old she is.
She's got to be 80-something.
Stop it.
Excuse me.
I'm not joking.
How old are you?
She's got to be that old, right? Let me see if she says... Let's see.
I'm a summer day leper.
Julie Newmar?
Yeah, they didn't put it in the stuff, but she
Watch
was.
This.
It was
this
1966
really
when she was in Batman.
Yeah,
Batman.
She's 83.
See, that's pretty old.
You know what? We're talking to the original Catwoman.
Yeah,
look at her, 83.
Beautiful. 83. Also on the show, a man that's been in pretty much everything. Especially the 80s and 90s. Aliens, Terminator.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
Michael Bane will be on the show.
Michael Bane! We're talking to Corporal Hicks.
He's directed so many movies.
Nope, that's Michael Bane.
So many explosions.
Totally different.
His wife is going to be on the show with him, or be on the phone with him.
What?
Yeah. Jennifer Blanc.
Yeah.
And she's been in quite a few things as well.
Dude, The Abyss. Did you say The Abyss? Mm-hmm. Did you forget The Abyss?
That's
he was in The Rock. He was in Tombstone. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So yeah. We'll talk to Michael Bain at 8:20 this morning. And Catwoman will be on the show at 8:50.
It's going to be really cool, man.
Julie Newmar. All right. What else we got on the show? 6 jobs that get more training than cops. The 8 ways women hate being described.
Beautiful.
A man got mauled by a grizzly bear twice and survived to tell the tale. And he got mauled in my neighborhood where I grew up. Pretty much my parents' backyard.
Ooh.
I've killed a couple bears in my time.
No.
Okay.
No. No.
And a firefighter did something amazing to raise money for a great organization. What are we going to talk about? Anything you guys want to talk about this morning?
What do you want to
anything
talk about?
Anything happening in your life?
I'm excited.
Anything you want to touch on? Any topics you want to throw out before you guys head out to New York? What do you get? What do you guys want?
Nothing, dude. I just want to go.
It's your show.
I mean, what?
You just want to go? Just want to leave?
He just wants to get out of here.
I am pretty bummed that you guys will be gone.
I'm sorry, man.
Pretty bummed.
Should've it's going to be awful.
Should have planned it out a little bit better.
It's going to be terrible.
Just kicking myself in the butt right now. That's all right. Somebody's got to hold down the fort.
Yeah.
Holding down the fort.
I mean, it's not like we could just play best of or anything.
You could.
It's probably what will end up happening.
Well,
there's nobody will show up.
No, here's what's going to happen. We're going to call in. It's going to be good, man.
You guys will be sleeping in.
No, stop it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you guys go to comic conventions or anything like that to meet these people?
Wait, are you being snarky? Because I can't tell. Because, you know, we're leaving tomorrow. Teo and I are leaving for an entire week because we're flying to New York for New York Comic Con.
Oh, shut up. I missed that.
Okay. Yeah,
we've been talking about it for the past 5 months.
Yeah, we literally were just talking about it.
I'm a radio jumper. Sorry, guys.
That's all. That's all right. Jumping.
But so to answer your question emphatically, I sometimes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to meet Michael Bean, and he's just the coolest guy.
That's what my brother said.
In El Paso.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I'm excited. I've never met him before. My brother met him and nerded out because we grew up on Terminator and Aliens. So 30 years, bro, Aliens. 30th anniversary.
When I got a chance to talk to him a few years back, he talked to us about Tombstone. You name the movies, he'll talk about it.
Yeah.
He's a great
And then 2 years ago, I got to see Adam West, Burt Ward, and Julie Newmar in Phoenix.
I was
like a little kid. Oh, Mr. West! it was stupid.
They're going to be at New York Comic Con, actually, premiering this film that Julie Newmar is calling in about today. So,
beautiful.
Pretty stoked.
And Adam West is just the nicest guy.
That's what I've heard.
Holy crap.
That's what I've heard. Really excited. So dude, thanks
for going. Have a good time up there. I'm glad you guys are going.
Right on, man. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
You too.
Bye, guys.
Oh, Mickey Mouse.
Man, that guy got real excited.
Here's the thing.
Guys.
If you want to be involved in that, make sure you get to our Facebook page. Facebook.com/StarryDayAtFM. We're going to be doing Facebook Live videos. We're going to run into so many people.
Yep.
It's going to be so good.
We got to take a break. When we come back, New Music Tuesday continues. We'll check the roads. We have headlines. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Merry Christmas!
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The New York Attorney General is ordering the charitable foundation run by GOP nominee Donald Trump to stop fundraising in the state because it is not properly registered to do so.
A Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member who plays a mean guitar also has an eye for art, and it's paying off.
In 2001, Eric Clapton purchased 3 paintings by German artist Gerhard Richter for $3.4 million. He sold the first 2 for a combined $55 million, going on the auction block at Christie's next month, the third, with an estimated value of $20 million, which could net the musician a combined $70 million plus. Not bad for a recovering alcoholic, former cocaine and heroin addict, who told Classic Rock magazine he was plucked from the jaws of hell and given another chance.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory has just declared a state of emergency in 66 counties just in case Hurricane Matthew slams ashore later this week.
We're going to see the storm move closer and closer. It's been slow, and that's the problem.
The Supreme Court returns to work.
Bass Pro Shops says it plans to buy its rival Cabela's, combining two of the largest sellers of outdoor sporting goods in the United States.
AAA's national average for regular remains a fraction above $2.22 a gallon.
Ooh, $2.22 a gallon. 6:34, good morning.
Hi, did they have 7 degrees?
Let's take a look at traffic. Nothing to report right now. You guys be really careful this morning. We want to keep it green, keep it clean. So pay attention to what you're doing. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
It's New Music Tuesday. We love the feedback. That's why we do it. We play the song. You tell us whether we should get rid of it or add it to the playlist. Very simple. 585 Live, you can text us or Star 88 FM on Facebook. Before we get to headlines, let's jump into this New Music Tuesday track. Tael?
Yeah. Okay, this is a new band called Informants, and this is their single Courage. I've never heard of this band before, and we want to know what you guys think about them. Facebook.com/Star88FM.
You're afraid to step out in faith. There's a helper that's leading us on and has made us away. Courage to those who are afraid to step out in faith. There's a helper that's leading us on and has made us away. He is coming.
Performance, Courage, New Music Tuesday on Star 88. What do you think, Starmie? You need to let us know.
Let it snow.
Let it snow. 585 Live or Star 88 FM.
I was drumming to it.
I want to hear it a few more times.
I thought it was pretty good.
It's not bad. I want to hear it a few more.
It was just in the background because we were talking, but I was definitely drumming. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You guys tell us what you think. Nobody says anything right now.
Well, mm. You know why, guys.
Thebes chimed in on the first song and said he wouldn't change the channel.
Nice.
People aren't chiming in because it's Christmas break.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. They're out shopping for gifts. That's for loved ones.
October 4th, which is kind of hilarious because my 12-year-old does have fall break this week.
My kids
Christmas
as well.
Break, baby.
Oh, man. Please come back. Christmas, we're just going to sprinkle in some Christmas.
No, we're not.
Coming up, we're going to talk about one of my favorite compilations, which I might be selling out of the back of my car right after the show.
Stop.
What? We'll see what happens.
I don't think you can sell stuff on Calvary property.
All right. The Whataburger parking lot.
I don't think you can do it there either.
We'll find a spot.
Just had three people chime in and all love the song.
Good. Good.
There are eight ways that women hate being described.
Gosh, ladies, listen to this and chime in.
Yes, please chime in.
Okay.
And oddly enough, it kind of ties into a question that we got into the we got on the live line yesterday. So we'll go through these eight ways that women hate being described first.
Okay.
And then we'll tie it into our question.
Perfect.
Okay. Number one, hormonal.
Uh-oh. Never
out for that.
Never.
You're never going to call a woman hormonal because that will throw her hormones into a tizzy, further proving your point, but to your detriment. Drama queen, no. Number two. Drama
queen. Oh, man.
Don't you do it.
I
feel like
queen.
All of these are common sense.
I don't know, man. Sometimes common sense is just lost on us.
So far, I've said both of these. And
really?
Yeah. So.
Here's one. High maintenance.
Oh, boy. That's three.
That's three for three.
I haven't had to use these, thankfully.
Women do not want to be called hysterical.
What if this is
in a crazy sense, not in a funny sense.
This is your wife saying these things to you. Is that bad?
Yes, Steve-O, that's worse.
I've never used any of these on Chrissy, but I'm pretty sure
she's called you hormonal. She's called you a drama queen. She's called you high maintenance and hysterical, but in a bad way.
But to be fair, she's never called me hormonal. I just man straight, she says.
Okay,
same thing. Has she ever called you a diva or Steva? Oh,
crap.
Yep, Steva.
I got to go rethink some things.
Let me go check. Look, I'm going to come right back up to the top. Eight ways women... parentheses and Steve hate being described. I changed it.
Thank you.
Next one. High strung.
Ooh.
Are you high strung?
I'm not high strung.
Well,
I think I can be high strung. You don't want to call a woman high strung, though.
Mm.
Because if you do, it could lead to some bad stuff. The funny thing about all of these words, I feel like if you call a woman these words, they become these words immediately after you call them that.
Hmm.
So it's like you're describing behavior, and it just intensifies.
Oh.
And they're saying, I'm not high-strung! You think I'm high-strung? I'll show you high-strung! And then the world falls apart.
Yeah.
Watch out. Here's another one. Motherly.
Oh, great. Yep. There we go. There's mine.
Have you called Chrissy motherly? Yeah.
She treats me like a kid, guys.
Oh, no.
Maybe it's because I'm so high strung and I'm a Steva.
Well.
Stop treating me like one of the kids. Being too motherly.
Now you're just acting hysterical, aren't you?
Yeah. Pretty drama queen over there.
Sorry. I'm pretty high maintenance. I'm sorry.
Perhaps it's hormonal. And the last one. Princess.
Ooh. Princess.
Steve-O?
Nope. Yeah, that one, never. Free and clear. On both sides. Free and clear.
Sure?
Are you sure?
I mean, there was this one time, but I wanted to watch The Princess Diaries, and she didn't want to. And I'm like, Anne Hathaway's in it. She's fabulous. What is happening?
Oh.
I don't know. You tell us, man. This is your life. Are you who you want to be?
Oof. Switch way. Oh, man.
So, all of this begs a question. I know we're a little early, so I don't even know if a listener guy is going to hear it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Should we delay?
Well,
get into it.
I think we should jump into it at 7, guys, because it's, like you said, it's a big topic.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
well,
let's just remember to tease it at 6:50 to let them know. and we can always email them the.
It is 650, isn't it?
No,
it's like you don't want to just tease it now. You don't want to.
Well, we could tease it, but it's the news time. Is come on,
it's the news time. The news time.
We need a good topic at 7.
You don't snooze during the news time.
And I can always send them the audio. I'll email it to them.
Okay.
So tease it.
We got a question from our live line.
Yeah,
dude. He's dealing with. He's got an issue with his wife. He says she's dressing a little too provocatively at work.
Too revealing. Inappropriate.
He's seeing other guys flirt with her, and he's just not comfortable with it. And so he spoke to a pastor, and the pastor didn't really have a lot to say about it.
Yeah, which is surprising, because I'm like, honestly, my immediate thought was, did you really speak to your pastor? Did your pastor really say there's nothing in the Bible that talks about how a wife should dress? Like, really?
What? So we'll talk about that at the beginning of the 7 o'clock
Yeah,
hour.
Man.
If that's a conversation that you might be interested in, you need to tune back in.
I think it's going to be a good one.
That's right.
Man. Yeah, so we will definitely dig into that. That's a big question.
Back to the news! I've been seeing this a lot lately. In fact, on the way to work, I rode with Steve-O today, and I watched a video of these kids running through the woods early morning.
Yeah.
And it was a clown.
In New Mexico?
No, I don't know where it was. But he's like, big long paragraph, and then they're like running. And then they look over, and on a walking bridge, there's this guy walking around him as a clown, and then the guy turns around and looks at him and starts, and he's like, what are you doing, man? It's 7:30 in the morning. Haven't you heard about, like, how all this is and then the other kid says, that guy has a knife. And then they take off running. And they are running. Wow. They're like, oh, my gosh, they're running. And then the camera turns around, and you see that clown's running after him. He's running after him.
Guys, this clown thing is getting out of control.
That's what I was saying.
I told Steve-O, I said, that's a setup.
Yeah.
Because they weren't screaming.
Mm.
If you were actually getting chased, not only by a guy with a knife, but also by a guy with a knife who was dressed as a clown, you would be going into hysterics,
I'd
screaming.
Pee myself.
You would be screaming for help. You know, you would be screaming for help. And these kids were just running.
Yeah, probably staged. I tagged you guys last night on Facebook.
You did?
There was a live feed of two scary clowns, and they were answering questions on Facebook Live.
What?
And I was scared to death, and I tagged you guys.
Are you okay?
And I should have texted you.
Let me see here. Well, I was, 8:30 p.m. Dex Toth. Oh, yeah, these guys are creeper looking.
They had like 50,000 people.
Is this insane clown posse?
No, they're not juggalos.
Oh.
They're just scary clowns. And they had 50,000 people asking them questions.
Somebody replied, ever since this started and people have been making threats against clowns and innocents, I've been really worried about you all. I'm glad to know you are the smart and level-headed adults I knew you were. What?
Yeah.
What?
I got sucked in for about 30 minutes watching that Facebook Live video, and it was scary. But they answered all the questions.
What were they saying? Like, why are they doing this?
Some people were even chiming in asking them if they would kill their friend or family member.
Okay.
And then the clowns would be like, oh, yeah, never mind, don't hit me up, but hit me up. And it was, what? What? Very scary.
Well, Steve-O said something. He said, what if we find out in a year or whatever when the new It comes out, Stephen King's It? Because they just filmed a new one.
Mm-hmm.
What if we find out that this was all some kind of ridiculous viral promotion?
Marketing, yep.
Yeah,
that clown guy.
So anyway, two Albuquerque clown performers are denouncing a number of scary clown sightings being reported nationwide. The scary clown hysteria is sweeping the internet and social media, so it's probably being made out to be a bigger deal than it actually is. Scary clowns have been seen walking ominously near neighborhoods and schools. Some clowns have even been arrested for making threats to children and adults. A website keeping track of the sightings say that the scary clowns have been spotted in over 25 states.
Come on now.
Debbie Saylor Pierce, a clown performer in Albuquerque, says the sightings are reprehensible. She says it's horrible that they're using this avenue to hurt people or to scare people. Pierce has performed as Twinkles the Clown for over 30 years in the ABQ. She says the sightings give people like her a bad name, and it could hurt her business. She says, I hope it doesn't have a negative impact, but I don't see how it can't, because it's increasing people's fear of clowns. October is usually a really great month for me. My business has slowed down. Now I'm wondering if this could be related.
Yeah.
Dorothy Carroll has similar views. Carroll has been performing as Giggles the Clown for over 20 years in the ABQ. Carroll says the increase in clown sightings most likely has to do with Halloween being so close and the fact that the iconic movie It is being remade. People that know us know that's not us. It's just mischievous kids or mischievous kids following a trend for Halloween. Albuquerque police say that no clown sightings have been reported in Bernalillo County so far, but I'm sure that since we're talking about it, it'll start happening.
Man, when I came to work this morning, walking down into this beautiful campus.
Yeah.
It's very, very dark and scary. I was waiting for a clown to jump out.
So apparently in Hobbs, police wrote on their Facebook page that people have been reporting clown sightings to the department. And officials say officers have yet to respond to any criminal activity. And Albuquerque police say that no clown sightings have been reported in Bernalillo County so far, and they won't get involved unless a clown is threatening people.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, they're asking the public not to flood dispatch with fake reports of creepy clowns.
Yeah, and usually the clowns that are dressed all scary, they usually just stand there.
Yeah, they just stand there and look at you.
I don't know.
Can you imagine if there was one while you were walking down?
Like in the in the green belt or whatever they call that?
Just standing there?
Playing frisbee golf.
Frisbee golf.
Hey, guy. We got a frisbee golf thing right here on campus.
Yeah, we got a frisbee golf thing.
Got a golf course, 9 holes. I'm excited about that.
Okay,
we should dress up as clowns and play frisbee golf.
I'm proud of you two because you've been doing CrossFit with me now.
Yeah.
Poking that bear.
Yep.
Here's something that is, okay, so I've been doing CrossFit for a couple years now. I've tried to do yoga a couple of times, and to me, yoga is harder than CrossFit. Yoga is so hard.
Yeah.
It is horribly hard.
I've done it with Leslie a couple
You just
times.
Get, I get completely worn out, and I'm sweating everywhere, and it's awful.
Did you do the hot yoga?
Yes, I've done that.
Ugh.
Well, I guess so, at some point.
Well, that's awful.
Horrible. I hate it.
Yeah.
But
I'm very bendy.
Well, maybe you might should do more yoga. But
okay.
A new study's found that yoga doesn't count as exercise.
Oh, really?
And that blows my mind because yoga is awful. There are a lot of positive benefits to yoga, like getting more flexible or bendy.
Yeah.
Like Steve-O.
Soup's bendy, yo.
Getting better at breathing and improving your mental health.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, getting in shape may not belong on that list. A new study found that just doing basic yoga doesn't really count as exercise. Okay, that's the difference.
Yeah.
Since it has the same effect on your body as light activities like cooking or doing the laundry, which is clearly not exercise. But more intense types of yoga that have a cardio element do work like traditional exercise. So if you want to get in better shape, maybe you should look into like hot yoga or power yoga, one of those things, which is extremely difficult.
Power yoga.
Power yoga.
Power yoga. Power yoga sounds intense.
What would you say to the Christian out there who thinks yoga is bad?
Bad?
Yeah, you've ever heard, I mean...
That's a crazy generalization.
Well, if
just
yoga
in
where did
general
yoga come
is bad?
From? Where did yoga come from?
Oh, Satan.
No?
Yeah, no, it's in the...
Okay, some would say Satan, sure.
I don't know.
What religion is it?
What religion is the exercise?
Yoga comes from a religion. It's like a spiritual...
Stop talking.
Would you Google it, please?
Yeah.
Hit the Google.
It's a
Hindu thing.
Here's why it frustrates me, because growing up, it was like meditation was... Well, I was in Taekwondo, and there were times of meditation, and my mom would flip out.
Clear your mind.
My mom would flip out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's evil and new agey and satanic and whatever and everything else that she said. And yet we're called to meditate on God's word. And so I think we sometimes can go overboard in our ideas of what something can mean. I think a person can do yoga, just, and if they're not handing out pamphlets on information on how you can become, you know, an Eastern mystic.
Well, there are classes where the teacher she'll jump right into the Hindu part of where yoga comes from.
Yeah, I would say maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so yoga originated in India, but there's actually different schools of yoga. Some have goals in Hinduism, Buddhism, and Jainism. So there's different types. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is, it all goes back to your heart. If you are in that thing and you're doing yoga to reach an enlightened state of mind or being, I would say that it's a religious thing for you. Yeah. And achieving enlightenment or going to that next level of existence, mm-hmm. that is a different religion than Christianity.
What's crazy is when you type this in, there's so many Christian blogs on yoga, and they're pretty 50-50.
Yeah.
Yoga, just exercise or Hindu religion? Is yoga a religion? That comes from ChristiansPracticingYoga.com. So it depends. I happen to know many good friends on this campus who are bendy.
They're very bendy.
Anything can become an idol.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
CrossFit.
Amen. It can, because then
church can become an idol.
It truly can.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I don't want to get into all that, but that's
true. We don't
have
to, but yeah. I mean, I think we're going to talk about this greatly in the 7 o'clock hour, because we got an excellent question from a husband who was concerned about his wife. And the way that she dresses, but we got to talk about the heart, and I think that's exactly what we're going to do in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah, so person, Starmie member who texted yesterday about his wife dressing provocatively, we're going to discuss that coming up, and if you have to go to work, shoot us your email address so I can send you the audio of us discussing it after the show. All right, New Music Tuesday continues, and we'll be right back. Hang out.
Thanks to Jay Canales at International City Mortgage for supporting Star 88, providing financing for new or existing home purchases, and refinancing using conventional FHA, VA, USDA programs. 261-5138 or icitymortgage.com/Jay Canales. NMLS 310617.
Most Americans spend little time thinking about their death. Skip Height success, it should be at the forefront of our minds, since it is inevitable.
It is a difficult thing to think about. It's not an easy or palatable subject to talk about. Death? Why should I do that? I'm too busy living my life.
You're alive, but what kind of life do you have? There's much more to life than news, weather, and sports.
It doesn't just mean to live on and on and on in the future. It's rather a quality of life that we enjoy now and into the future.
Listen to Skip's teachings on the go. Get the Skip Heitzig podcast on your mobile device. Everyone lives forever somewhere. The question is where.
Why are people judged by their works? Here's the answer. Because they wouldn't let God judge them by Jesus' work on the cross.
Find more from Skip at connectiononline.org.
That God of love sent the perfect one to take your place in punishment so that he could give you the free gift and everlasting love.
It's time to call class back in session. It's AMP, the Academy of Media, Ministry, and Production, the educational arm of Connection Communications, inviting you to take part in this 6-week study of basic broadcasting, formatting, announcing, and more, and get set to take the next step when you sign up for the fall AMP classes beginning October 10th. Register by October 5th on the web at knkt.com, star88.fm, or calvaryabq.org in the events page, or get your application at our studios, 4001 Osuna, during office hours 8 to 5.
Town tonight, thrice. Come all ye weary. Good morning.
Hey, Dex.
Morning Invasion. 7:09.
Beautiful day.
High today of 70 degrees on this lovely winter day.
Love it. Oh, the weather. Traffic. Do not forget friends and fam. Balloon Fiesta's in town, and I'm betting that they're going to get to fly today, unless they have those crazy high elevation winds like yesterday.
Dress warm.
So maybe if you are on the west side coming to the east side and you use either Alameda or Paseo, plan a little extra time for your commute, depending on, you know, Balloon Fiesta traffic. Also, we have an accident to report. Gibson Boulevard at Louisiana, affecting traffic at the Kirtland Gibson Gate. Watch out for that if you're heading to the base this morning. Lots and lots and lots of road construction all around the city. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
And no joke, it's cold outside.
It's actually, that's why I said winter day.
We walked over
to get our cold brew real quick from Solomon's Porch. And, wow. It is so cold outside.
It's a classic from Dean Martin.
The good news is, it being cold outside, maybe this will help with a husband's dilemma on our live line.
You never know.
I mean, it gets colder, you gotta bundle up. It's currently 48 degrees, guys. 48.
Coming up right after this New Music Tuesday track.
Yes.
We shall discuss.
We gotta help a Starmy member.
How a woman should dress. We brought in a few different dresses for Steve-O to try on. And you can decide which
is
appropriate.
Not real.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to help somebody out here in just a second. Tail.
Okay, it's New Music Tuesday. This is the latest single from none other than Francesca Battistelli, or Franny Batty, like I call it.
Yes.
It's called Giants Fall. You guys tell us what you think. It's, what is it, facebook.com/star88FM.
Or text us at 585-LIVE.
No.
Yes. Merry Christmas. Francesca Battistelli. Pretty much. New Music Tuesday.
But not bad.
I liked it. I thought it was really good. It was very Katy Perry.
Phoebe says, no.
No?
Meh.
I'm just kidding.
It's
a hit.
Yeah.
It's a hit. That's all you can it's say hit, about guys. It. That's a hit right there. Hit and a half.
585 Live. Feel free to chime in on all the new music we play this morning. Your opinion really does matter.
I'm really excited about the next New Music
really?
Tuesday track. Yes. Really excited about it.
Hey, just a reminder, coming up at 8:50, the original, the very first Catwoman.
Oh, man.
From the 60s TV show Batman. Her name is Julie Newmar.
Julie Newmar!
And she'll be talking about the Batman Return of the Caped Crusaders.
Which I'm really excited about. It's a new animated film, and it's got the original cast voicing them. They're bringing back Adam West Batman. Are you kidding me? It's awesome!
Also at 8:20, Michael Biehn from Aliens and Terminator.
Oh, man.
And
is
every
it
other...
Biehn or Bane? Like, do we know?
Bane.
Yeah.
We'll find out. We'll ask Carl.
Dude. Yeah, Carl. He's in The Rock.
Or David.
He's also Johnny Ringo in the greatest Western of all time.
The Magnificent Seven?
Tombstone.
Tombstone is
Tombstone's
real good.
Tombstone's really
it's one of my,
good.
It's one of my top five. It's my top five.
Yeah, I was going to say, I said that, and then I'm like, is it the greatest Western? Because I said that, I don't know. It's more like popcorn Western, really.
All right, well.
It's not like Western Western.
What's the greatest Western?
I don't know, man. We'd have to think. Young Guns 2.
No.
I don't know about that.
7-year-old me has voted, and he says Young Guns 2.
Emilio!
Yeah. All right, we got to jump into this.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
We had a Starmy member shoot us an email.
Yeah.
My wife is a Christian teacher at a public high school. She sometimes wears clothing that's too revealing or inappropriate for the setting. She has told me that as a husband, I do not have the right to tell her how to dress. I have told her I just like the comments, or I don't like the comments men/boys say about what she wears. Mm. She has told me what she wears makes her feel good about herself, and it's just something she feels like wearing that day. As a husband, I have been supportive, loving, and have tried to understand her mindset of wearing such clothes. At the same time, though, claiming to be a Christian woman, I've told her she is inviting sin among the men and boys she comes in contact with. I've seen other men flirt with her, but she tells me they're just being nice. Should I just let things be, or should I say something? I've even spoken to our pastor, but he said there's nothing in the Bible that says anything about how the wife should dress. Do I have anything to worry about is his question. So it's like we were saying this, we could just spend all morning on this.
We really could. But we're going to take the next 3 minutes.
We're going to hit the hot topics on this, the main points.
Honestly, I would love a wife to call in and help us. Because, by the way, the one that, yes, it is. So, honey, if you would like to call in, that would be instrumental to our segment. Beautiful. My wife's like, this can't be real. I'm like, no, it is. It really came in from a Starmy member. And, yeah.
585 Live, feel free after hearing that letter.
Because it's very difficult for us as men to talk about modesty and the way women should dress. Because here's the thing. I don't necessarily agree with the pastor who says there's nothing in the Bible that says anything about how a wife should dress. Because that's just not true. Scripture does talk about the way we should dress. In fact, it speaks in Timothy of the way a woman should dress, and it talks about dressing modestly. Now, I will say on the flip side, within that scripture, the surrounding scripture, it's in the middle of a passage talking about false teaching, and so that's more, that's less about the attire in and of itself and more about our appearance, right? But there's still underlying themes within that scripture that clearly state that I'll just read it. The women should dress modestly with decent and propriety, adorning themselves not with elaborate hairstyles or gold or pearls or expensive clothes, but with good deeds appropriate for women who profess to worship God. That's in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Now, it's basically saying this weird culture was creeping into the church at the time. It disrupted worship services at the time, and the fashion of some of the women were causing distractions, drawing attention away from Christ and onto themselves. And so he was pointing that aspect out. So it wasn't that they were wearing yoga pants and they were too skin tight and they needed to dress more appropriately, but it was stating that they were drawing attention away from God and onto their bodies. So This is a fine line of, man, this is also why I would love a female perspective on this.
338-3700, good morning.
Hi, yeah, this is Adriana.
Hi.
No, this is not Adriana.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh. That was crazy, bro.
Yeah, that was a complete voice change.
Too good.
That was real good.
Hey, I'll say that wasn't too good. Come on, guys.
Okay, I guess we'll see you on Tuesday night.
Bull boy, come on. What are your thoughts, bull boy?
She needs to just chill out. She needs to respect her husband's wishes. I mean, if her boobs are hanging out or her butt cheeks are hanging out, like, I mean, that's just not, you don't do that because you do, right. You do bring the wrong attention to yourself.
She's a teacher at a public high school. So
yeah, that's even worse. She's getting these little boys that are having their hormones all in a...
Yeah,
you don't, especially at a school. I mean, you get these young kids. When you can imagine when you're in high school, you know they're talking about her. You know they're, and she knows they are too. She probably hears the whispers, and she's probably gotten some notes passed to her. Or, you know what I mean?
Let's not go down. Come on, we don't know. We don't know.
Well, what do you mean, a young man?
We were young men at one time, so I understand what he's saying. I definitely
never would have passed a note to my teacher.
I don't know if she doesn't respect her husband or what. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So I think it's just a lack of respect for her husband.
Thanks, okay. Bull boy.
There you go.
All right, man. Later.
Later, buddy. Feel free to chime in. 585 Live. You can text us or 338-3700. We'd like to hear from a woman.
I'll tell you what. We got this question yesterday, and I spent the entire morning reading so many different blogs, articles, whether it was Relevant Magazine or I found 6 marks of of biblical modesty, all female authors, because I didn't want a man trying to tell a woman how to dress, you know, and it's like, in this culture, because I think at times we as men can in turn blame women for our lust issues, because we as men have also been called to make a covenant with our eyes not to look lustfully after women. Mm-hmm. We are told in Matthew 5:28 that if a man looks at a woman with lust in his heart, he's already committed adultery. Like, it is a great responsibility for a man as well. And I think a lot of times dudes are like, well, she was asking for it because she was dressed like blah, blah, blah. And they will use that excuse, and that's disgusting and vile. And so I don't want to take away a responsibility, first and foremost, from a man to guard his heart, to guard his eyes, because we are called to that. But the question came in specifically from a husband who has asked his wife not to dress so inappropriate or revealing. And I think there's something to that. If a husband believes that his wife is dressing inappropriately and says, honey, for my sake, you know, you're a public high school teacher, can you not dress inappropriately? And she just laughs it off and, you know, says he's being stupid. I think she needs to examine her heart as well. Mm-hmm. Because, man, I mean, he cared enough that he sent in a very long email to us asking for advice, because even his pastor said, oh, well, there's nothing in the Bible that talks about the way a woman should dress. And I'm like, you need to examine that pastor.
that stands out to me in the letter, she has told me what she wears makes her feel good about herself. And it's just something she feels like wearing that day.
Yeah.
So the fact that she's...
So she understands that it's revealing... And something, and she probably enjoys the attention.
We just got a live line thing. That's a good point. Most schools have dress codes for how their teachers dress. If she's not getting in trouble with the school, how provocatively is she really dressing?
That's a good point.
That's a good point, because we have no idea.
We don't.
Good morning. Thanks for calling. Turn that radio down. Hi.
Hello.
Can you turn your radio down?
Hi. It's Danica.
What?
Danica!
I know. See, I listen to you guys.
Awesome.
That's wonderful.
Just so you know.
So, what are your thoughts?
My perspective of modesty is that it's not really about you. It's about others, and it's about honoring God. And so I think, within reason, if your husband or somebody else is asking you, you know, maybe to dress more appropriately, then I think it's just a respectful thing to do so.
Yeah. Mm. Man.
Yeah, I like that.
We have liberties as Christian, but love covers that liberty, and so we should love others more than our freedoms.
Okay.
Thank you. Like well put, Danica.
Yeah, there
have
you go.
Have a great day.
Thanks,
at work,
Danica. Awesome.
338-3700, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
This is Isaac in Albuquerque.
How's it going, Isaac?
Good. I'm calling in about that question.
Yeah.
If a wife should, you know, listen to her husband regarding modesty and all that. Mm. The Bible says to avoid the appearance of evil, and I think if a woman is, you know, dressing immodestly to a point where her husband's questioning, you know, whether or not she should change that way of dressing, you know, that goes without saying. She needs to listen to him. She's not respecting him, and, you know, just seems pretty cut and dry.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, man.
I got to tell you, sometimes I get too liberal in certain areas, because I grew up in a system where, you know, my father passed away when I was young, but I had stepdads who weren't the best examples, if you will, and they would use the wife submitting to the husband as abuse. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was very. I grew up in an abusive. Situation. So I always struggle in certain areas, and I think this is one of them that's really difficult, because sadly we've seen so many men abuse God's word and use that as like this dictatorship over a home with zero love. Because I would also, on the flip side, remind this husband that in 1 Corinthians, there is a great... 1 Corinthians 13 talks about love and what love is. And one of those things is that love is not jealous. They made a great comment, one female who chimed in, saying that if the school is not giving her flack for her attire, because schools have a pretty strict dress code, as a teacher especially, if the school has not said, hey, you're being too revealing, it could be a jealous husband.
Jealousy issue.
It could be that. And so I think the husband and wife both need to examine, because there is something to be said about a wife who's just flippantly not caring about what her husband says, just not putting any stock into it, because mm-hmm. we should care for our spouse and place them above ourselves. And so there's something to be said about her flippantly just disregarding what he says to her. But on the flip side, I think he needs to examine the situation as well. And maybe she isn't dressing too revealing. Maybe it is a jealousy issue. Maybe it is just that overstepping of, man, I don't know.
They need to have a conversation.
They really do.
That's the only, because it's totally true. Like, I really feel, I mean, we even got a text on the live line from somebody that says men can't control themselves, so women have to change the way they dress. Good grief.
Right.
You know, we live in the age of empowerment. So as Christians, we have a pretty fine line to walk here. Just because we know that it's like Danica said, she called in and had great thoughts. When we dress, especially, I think from the female standpoint, especially in the church, it's like, hey, you know, help a brother out. But at the same time, that has to apply to the men. Yeah. And I agree with you, Steve-O. I think more often than not, it's used as an excuse.
Oh, yeah.
And it's used to push blame.
I couldn't help it, bro. Did you see the way she was dressed?
Which is ridiculous.
It's like, we have made a covenant with our eyes. Yeah, you have a responsibility,
you make your decisions.
Yeah.
Like, you as a man make your... Are you a man or not?
Right.
Do you make your own decisions? Are you just like walking around there and you are being controlled by these passions? Like, be a man and make your own decisions.
Yeah.
If you get in a situation where, and I'm speaking to myself, because obviously we all struggle with stuff like this, but if you get in a situation and it's too tough, then get out of the situation. You can choose to do that. It's not like some girl dressed provocatively is going to control your life and your future.
Right. James reminds us, James chapter 1, verse 14 and 15, it says, "But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then after desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's fully grown, gives birth to death." Meaning every single one of us has a choice to make. So dudes lusting after women because of the way they're dressing, it's not like they're going to stand before God and go, "Yeah, bro, but did you see that skirt?" And God's going to be like, "No, dog, you're right." Every single person is going to have to give an account for their actions, not for the way that somebody else was dressed. So I do think, obviously, in our culture that there's some crazy attire and maybe some people could put on some more clothes, Nicki Minaj. But there are, that doesn't mean that we can give an excuse for our eyeballs, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times that happens. So.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks,
homie. One more call in real quick.
Okay.
Good morning. Are you there?
Morning.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Yeah. Hey.
Real quick.
Hey, it's Michael. So, two things. One is that it's kind of ridiculous that he's almost like questioning his wife's faith over this issue. And two, I would question, like, why, I mean, if he's not giving her what she needs at home as far as the attention and love and making her feel beautiful, that might be why she feels that she needs to,
I can't even really say
how she's dressing, but I would question, like, if he's not giving her what she needs, if he's not giving her the love and deserve that she deserves, that could be it. So,
okay. All right. Thanks, buddy. Talking about this guy who wrote in, and he's having an issue with his wife. He thinks that she dresses inappropriately and could be too revealing in his opinion. He even went to the pastor and asked, "Hey, am I right by saying my wife dresses inappropriately?" And he said, "There's nowhere in the Bible that talks about how a woman should dress." Well, we discussed that.
Scripture does, on the flip side, Scripture does talk about stumbling blocks and not causing that purposely. Mm-hmm. She's getting the wrong kind of attention at work, someone said on the live line. That's inappropriate. That would be considered a stumbling block. If you know that the way you're dressing is causing men to respond in a certain way, because it did say in the email, he talked to his wife about it, and she likes the way she feels, and she likes the attention. Mm-hmm. Men are being nice to her. They're saying nice things to her. So there is something to be said about that, the idea of, you know, being a stumbling block.
All right, we got to take a break.
Woo!
New Music Tuesday continues. If you'd like to chime in on this discussion, 585 Live, or call us at 338-3700. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey, what's going on?
today.
The New York Attorney General is ordering the charitable foundation run by GOP nominee Donald Trump to stop fundraising in the state because it is not properly registered to do so.
A Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member who plays a mean guitar also has an eye for art, and it's paying off.
In 2001, Eric Clapton purchased three paintings by German artist Gerhard Richter for $3.4 million. He sold the first two for a combined $55 million, going on the auction block at Christie's next month, the third, with an estimated value of $20 million, which could net the musician a combined $70 million plus. Not bad for a recovering alcoholic, former cocaine and heroin addict, who told Classic Rock magazine he was plucked from the jaws of hell and given another chance.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory has just declared a state of emergency in 66 counties just in case Hurricane Matthew slams ashore later this week.
We're going to see the storm move closer and closer. It's been slow, and that's the problem.
The Supreme Court returns to work.
Bass Pro Shops says it plans to buy its rival Cabela's, combining two of the largest sellers of outdoor sporting goods in the United States.
AAA's national average for regular remains a fraction above $2.22 a gallon.
7:38, good morning.
High today of 70 degrees.
Let's check those roads out there.
Let me see if we got any accidents. Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop. We do have an accident, Gibson Boulevard at Louisiana Boulevard, affecting traffic at the Kirtland Gibson Gate. So if you're heading out to the base this morning, watch out for that. Also, a bit of congestion 40 eastbound between Unser and Coors, just like every other day. And don't forget, Balloon Fiesta is going on, so if you're driving in from the west side on Alameda or Paseo, add some time to your commute and pay attention to what you're doing. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Coming up at 8:50, Julie Newmar, the original Catwoman. She'll be on the show. At 8:20, we have Michael Bayne from Aliens, Terminator.
Terminator!
We'll talk to him about his new project. Before the break, we were discussing this email we got from a Starmy member.
Yeah.
He confronted his wife because he thought that she was dressing inappropriately at work. She's a school teacher at a Christian school. And he believes, now we don't know, but he believes that his wife is dressing inappropriately.
Yeah, we don't know.
And he went and even went to his pastor at his church and asked him. He said that there's nowhere in the Bible that talks about how women should dress.
Which we disagreed with. Because yeah. Like, what?
Yeah.
Because it talks, I mean, multiple places. It talks about the marks of a good wife in Proverbs 31. It doesn't necessarily speak to dress, but it does talk about attire specifically in Timothy. And there's, anyways.
Yeah, so chime in on the conversation. In the email as well, the wife had said that she likes how it feels because she gets attention.
Yeah, she said, quote, she has told me what she wears makes her feel good about herself, and it's just something she feels like wearing that day. He says, as a husband, I've been supportive, loving, and have tried to understand her mindset of wearing such clothes, at the same time claiming to be a Christian woman. I've told her she's inviting sin among the men and boys she comes in contact with because I've seen other men flirt with her. But she tells me they are just being nice. He wanted to know if he should let it be or should he say something.
Before we get into this New Music Tuesday track, good morning.
Hello.
You there?
Hello.
Hey,
hi.
Go ahead, man. You're on.
So I was thinking about this, and I think that 1 Peter 3 talks specifically about this issue. I actually had something similar happen with me and my wife. And we just sat down and went over 1 Peter 3 that talks about but not adorning yourself with the things of this world, like the beauty of this world, but adorning yourself with the beauty that comes from God. And so we went over that. And it also says submit as to one another as unto the Lord. So I think those two go directly to it. So.
Yeah, why don't you read that, 1 Peter 3?
Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of the wife, when they see your respectful and pure conduct. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves by submitting to their husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, and you are her children, if you do good and do not fear anything that is frightening. So, yeah.
Okay. Thanks, but, man.
And on the flip side, it continues that likewise, husbands live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they're heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. So, man. It continues that all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, love, tender heart, humble mind. So I think they need to have a solid conversation together, because yeah. it could be a little bit of both. Because I do think there's something, and the live line just blew up with husbands and wives chiming and talking about the very basic fact that, you know, he is asking this small request. Could be small, could be huge, this request of her, and she's just kind of brushing it off,
yeah.
Not really giving any value to his perspective.
So I'll read some of your comments on the live line right after this wonderful track.
Mm.
It's New Music Tuesday.
Brand new song from Johnny Swim. They have a new record coming out this Friday.
Yes!
Called Georgica Pond. That is the name of the record. This song is called Drunks.
Oh, good.
Yes.
All right.
Provocative title. But you guys, sweet. Listen to the words, listen to the song, and tell us what you think. Facebook.com/Star88FM.
That's new music from Johnny Swim, and gosh. I think I'm in love.
Woo. Yeah, dude.
That is beautiful.
Power.
So good.
Power.
Yep.
You can add that one right now.
It's already been added.
Okay, pretty good. Much.
Oh, yeah. So the girl, her mom, Donna Summer.
That's it.
Wow.
The disco queen.
Yep.
They met at church in Nashville. They met at a Sunday service at a church in Nashville. And 4 years later, in 2005, they got together writing songs. And it has become the incredible duo Johnny Swim. If you don't have their first record, pick it up.
Yeah, it's
because
phenomenal.
It was beautiful, beautiful music. And I'm so stoked about their new record. It comes out Friday, everybody. Friday.
That was good.
Woo!
That was really, really good.
Yeah. Pretty phenomenal.
I love the point of the song, too. It's called Drunks. And so it's a little off-putting, but I love that line. I want to write a song the drunks all sing, and you can, and hopefully you can sing along.
Yeah, that's good.
But just talking about finding that melody or that song that just relates to every single person.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when people get drunk, they're looking for an escape from this life. And I think what he's trying to talk about is if you can connect with a song in that moment, it shows like a, I don't know, it's just a really, really deep connection.
Mm.
And you can, I don't know. Well, I think it's a beautiful song.
Well put, man. All right. It is 7:49. Good morning.
High today of 70 degrees.
Anything on the roads real quick before we move on?
Look at the roads. We did get a text in on the live line that said eastbound 550 in Rio Rancho is way backed up. You guys watch out for that. Also, a lot of congestion on 40 eastbound between Unser and Coors. And don't forget, there was the accident. It looks like it's been cleared close to the base at the Gibson Gate. So you guys be careful this morning. That's your look at traffic.
Yeah.
Right. We were discussing this email we got. A husband confronted his wife on how she's dressing. He believes it's too provocative, too
revealing.
Yeah,
he
revealing,
said.
And he asked her to, please stop. And she said she laughed it off and said, "Well, no, I like the way it makes me feel.
Yeah,
and I like the clothes that I'm wearing." He even went to a pastor, and the pastor said that in the Bible it doesn't say anywhere in the Bible
how the wife should dress.
Yeah, so we've kind of discussed a few things, you know, on the heart, you know, and you guys have been chiming in. Let's read some of these text messages.
So to reiterate real quickly what he wanted to know, because he said his wife is a Christian teacher at a public high school. She sometimes wears clothing that's too revealing or inappropriate for the setting. So he definitely isn't saying that she's, mm-hmm. always revealing, or because we've had so many people chime in on that wanting to know specifics, which I also find kind of funny. So he wanted to know, do I have anything to worry about? I'm at work right now. And so he wanted to know if we could get an answer. I bring that up specifically because we got an email that said, I'd like to see what she's wearing. This is from a female, so it's less creepy. I used to have this pair of jeans that my ex-husband hated because they flattered my backside. But they were just jeans. There are always two sides to a story, and we haven't heard anything from her to know. A nice below-the-knee pencil skirt could fall in the modest category and still be quite flattering. And there's something to be said about that. But when it comes to fashion, I mean, we're talking about something very subjective. So I don't think you can go, well, this skirt, yes, but those pants, no. Or those tight, skin-tight jeans, yes, but yoga pants, obviously, no. It's like, what's the difference? Mm-hmm. The material? The fabric that's being used, that's all. And so it can become quite subjective, which is why when it comes to stuff like modesty, we have to, and I think rightly so because it's the way the Lord judges our actions, is we have to look at the heart. Because it's what God sees. Man judges the outward appearance, right? But God judges the heart. And so it's been interesting to get responses from everybody on this.
Yeah, this one here. Second, I'm a woman who went through the provocative dressing issue with my spouse.
Okay.
He expressed his concern to me and also showed it was an issue. I used to ignore him, but the last time he'd come to me, he informed me it hurt him because I was not responding in a way he thought was helpful. I met him halfway. I now find ways to dress modestly and feel great. She has to stop seeking attention, which she is doing if she likes the comments she gets, because no woman will dress a certain way and say they like attention if they don't. But she has to meet her husband with compromising.
Man, shout out to my lovely bride. I've never, ever. The funny thing is there are times where I'm like, you should wear this to church. And she's like, no, church, I'm singing. No. She is quite the opposite. Mm. She grew up in a very incredible Christian home. And so my bride, I highly value her as a Proverbs 31 wife that I've never ever, so maybe that's why I'm like just kind of weirded out by it. I've never really had to question or wonder. And there's sometimes where I'm like, Chrissy, just sport them yoga pants, girl. Yeah. Just do it, please. Cause you look so good. And she's, oh, I'm not gonna.
Yeah. There's definitely times where my wife, she'll, cause my wife looks good all the time. I'm just gonna say it. She just looks beautiful all the time. Yeah. But there'll be times where she'll be going to the gym or she'll be going somewhere and I'll look at her and go, oh, now you day, you go back upstairs right now, girl.
Oh, my gosh, no.
You get back upstairs right now and change because you just look too beautiful.
You're that husband.
It doesn't. Wife, she's in ways doesn't like to reveal, but is so beautiful.
Stop talking.
Let me just talk more about how beautiful my wife is.
Stop talking. Keep and get yourself in trouble.
He's getting in there.
Just sorry, guys. Just taking a photo.
Guys, he's doing the work.
Just love it.
Outside our window.
What are you doing?
Watch out for that guy.
What are you? Oh, a balloon?
Is it balloons?
Is there a balloon out there?
Yep.
Steve-O is totally distracting.
Sorry, there's a beautiful balloon directly outside our window. Rebecca chimed in and said, I feel like she contradicts herself because if she likes the attention she gets, she knows that the men are flirting with her. Because she said, no, they're just being nice to me. Mm. But she likes the attention from the men. She can't be that oblivious that the attention she gets is inappropriate. She should be happily married. We are our brother's keepers. We should not do anything that may make them fall or sin. Lust is sin. These men and little boys are getting the wrong image of what a godly Christian woman is. More importantly, she's a teacher in a school, which should be teaching her Christian values.
Wow. Well, she's a Christian teacher in a public
that's what,
school.
Yeah.
Not a Christian school.
But I mean, to that, as Christians in general,
Well, I wanted to say that because obviously I think the Christian school would have an even stricter dress code.
Yeah.
But at the same time, public school dress codes
They're pretty liberal.
I don't know.
I would say liberal.
Can you just go out with all of it hanging out?
I don't know. We had a couple people chime in and saying, yeah, but it's 2016, so dress code isn't what it used to be. We have a pretty strict dress code here, but we're a church campus, you know?
Although the men are allowed to wear dresses, which is super weird.
Stop it. Memphis just chimed in and said, maybe she's seeking the attention because her husband is not giving her the attention she needs. There is something to be said about that because obviously, I shouldn't say obviously, it seems to be in this case that she loves the way she dresses because she said herself, she likes it, it makes her feel good, and the people that give her the attention are just being nice. So maybe husband needs to do some more doting.
So check this out. I just looked up the APS dress code for teachers.
Talk to me. Okay.
Employees shall be suitably attired and groomed during working hours when attending district-sponsored activities and when representing APS. To maintain a professional appearance, facial, ear gauges, tongue piercings, and visible tattoos may be subject to covering. Dress shall be professional and modest so that cleavage, midriffs, and buttocks are covered.
Mm.
Wow. Gosh. So I don't guess in Albuquerque you can let it all hang out.
Coming back, I got to share this from Relevant Magazine. One of the authors there, her name is Amy Buckley. She's a writer, speaker, and activist. Contributor to Strengthening Families and Ending Abuse, and she spoke specifically in an article called Yoga Pants and What the Bible Really Says About Modesty. I'd love to share at least one point from this.
Talking yoga pants! When we come back. Also, Julie Namar, Catwoman from the 60s TV show Batman will be on the show. Also, Michael Bane. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
It's the most
hi today. Wonderful time. 32 degrees, snow on the ground. It's gonna get icy. With the kids, you better wear those mittens.
Oh, I'm wearing mittens right now.
You're gonna want your mittens. You're gonna want your scarves. Your snow boots.
So I had to turn the heater on this morning in my car coming to work. It was so cold.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Well, let's check them roads out there.
A lot of congestion, 40 eastbound between Unser and Coors. Also, U Bank Boulevard northeast. If you are traveling west on 40 over in that area, you're hitting a little bit of congestion. And it looks like 25 southbound starting to stack up. You guys be really careful. Also, way up in Rio Rancho and beyond. I guess at Highway 550, a lot of congestion there. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Sorry, all you people out there that are just humbugs.
October 4th.
Come on.
That's me.
Where's your spirit?
It's stuck in October.
Come on.
Yeah. So.
We're just sprinkling some Christmas
in. I'm a Christmas monster.
Leads me to.
Christmas.
If I could have just a minute of your guys'
time. Give me your presents.
Can I just have 1 minute of your time?
Sure.
Because. I want to talk about this compilation.
Ooh.
That I think everybody
I see one and I'm so excited.
It's a great gift.
Woohoo.
You don't know what you're doing.
It's a stocking stuffer if
you will. He doesn't know. I know. And I'm very disappointed in this segment.
Let me just play the commercial, because when I was kicking back last night, drinking eggnog, listening to Christmas music, flipping through the channels, I saw this compilation. And
anything
I thought,
else in that eggnog,
I need to buy 500 of these things.
Let's do it. Yeah.
So I can just give them out to for free. So here's the commercial.
Just in time for the holidays, it's the ultimate Christmas experience compilation you've been waiting for. It's called the Ultimate Christmas Experience Compilation, Volume 1.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay.
Had a very shiny nose.
Experience the magic.
The season to be jolly. La 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 la.
Feel the magic of Christmas in every track.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming.
Snuggle up to the fire with hits like this one.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
new year.
With the Ultimate Christmas Experience Compilation Volume 1, you'll want to drink some eggnog after hearing hits like this. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glowed.
No, that's still
now
Dex.
Everyone can enjoy Christmas just a little more this year. Order now.
So if you guys would
Dex,
like one of these beautiful compilations.
Where? Where do I go? I have internet access. Where do I go?
Oh, man.
I love it. Love it. Just getting into the spirit of things.
I wish you'd play that one.
You want me to play that one?
Oh, please do.
Okay.
This is my favorite Christmas song.
Hey, jing-a-dee-jing.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
It's Dominic the Donkey. Jing-a-dee-jing.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
It's Harry Christmas
Donkey. You don't even know what you're doing.
La, la, la. La 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 la
so
la, la 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 la.
It's not even December. Usually I have to wait till December to hear him sing that every day for an entire month.
Sorry guys, I have to keep the tradition alive.
Oh gosh.
Been doing it for years. I don't care. I don't care if all the stores started doing the Christmas thing back in August.
The stores are stupid.
Yeah. Whatever.
Radio is king.
Yeah. All right. Just
hey,
let
is
me
that
know.
Is that our interview?
Huh?
What time's our interview?
What? We have an interview.
Not until 8:20.
Yeah. Oh.
Good morning.
Hi. So yeah, I'd like to place an order for that Mumford and Sons.
See, they're pouring.
Hang up. Hang up.
They're pouring.
That's not
in right
real.
Now.
That's Stefan.
People are just pouring in.
I'm a new Starling member.
Doesn't
I'm a transfer over from the Buck and Deck days. And I
no, you're not.
Your voice
that
sounds so even.
Celebrating. Christmas right after Halloween.
Your fake voice is
it's not right after Halloween.
Terrible.
It's October 1st.
Everyone, Stephen Christian, formerly.
I thought it was right after Halloween. You go right into Christmas.
No,
maybe you're right.
This
I don't even know.
Sure.
Don't quit your day job. Wait, you did. Now you're here. Oh gosh.
Love you guys.
No,
pretty sure that.
Hey,
wasn't,
are you? Can
that,
you?
That's not
can
Stephen
you help?
Christian.
Yes, it
I
is.
Think that's
can
Stephen.
You help Dex
that's
while we're gone? We're gone.
This is
we're gone. Starting tomorrow for a whole week. Can you help him?
What's your name?
No, what are we going to do? Because I've become a big fan of you two.
Okay.
Love Tails Tio or Tio, whatever.
It's not Steven.
It's Tio.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. This is embarrassing.
All right.
Is this Stephen Christian?
No, this is not.
Oh, cool. So if I call back 863-6...
I don't think it's him.
It's not him.
Yes, it is.
Steve-O.
Guys, it is.
It's not.
Okay, cool.
I promise it's not.
Okay.
See, he's even talking normal.
What's your real name?
My name's Damien, and I will come in and help Dex.
Okay. That's
oh, man, it's not.
What's
yeah,
your,
I promise.
What's okay. your middle name?
Orlando.
Oh, man.
Steve-O, this isn't
all
Steven.
Right, Orlando.
Yeah, it sounds like Steven.
Hang
Steven.
Up, buddy.
It
love
really
you, buddy.
Sounds like love Steven.
You.
Bye, Damon. Love
Steven.
You in the omen.
You... awesome.
Yeah.
Loved you in the
of course
omen.
He does. Oh, my gosh.
That wasn't him.
Steve-O, that was Damien from the omen, and you insulted
no,
him.
No.
Weirdo.
No. You guys, come
you really,
on.
You really think that was
listen,
Steven?
Yeah, I still do. Mm. And here's why. He never listens to our show except on his way into work, and he's coming in for Staff Devos right now.
He's late.
All no, right. It's at 8:30.
We have.
Yeah, I'm not wrong.
We have Michael.
He
Bang.
Tricked two of the three people.
I
in
don't
this
think
room.
That was Steven.
No way.
It
that
was
not
Steven.
Steven.
I
that
really wasn't. Don't.
All right, we have to get to the song because coming up at 8:20, we have Michael Bain. He's been in everything: Tombstone, Aliens, Terminator, Navy SEAL,
Jurassic
The
Park.
Ride.
Jurassic Park, The Ride. I'm just kidding.
He wasn't.
He was in The Ride. It was a.
Not.
He was in The Ride. He was the main dude in the
don't
Billy Graham movie. It was about like a cowboy guy.
Okay, this is New Music Tuesday. This is a brand new song from Hannah Kerr. She's going to be with Casting Crowns this Friday. Casting Crowns, Matt Maher, and this gal. It's her first single called Radiate. Tell us what you think about it. Facebook.com/Star88FM or text us 585-LIVE.
Hannah Kerr, Radiate. New Music Tuesday on Star 88. 585 Live, shoot us a text, tell us what you think, or Star 88 FM. Go like us on Facebook. Comment. Should we get rid of it? Should we add it? Hmm. Not bad.
Somebody
I like
said,
it.
Testing, 1, 2. M88?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I'm going to write back. This is Domino's Pizza.
Okay. I enjoyed it.
I don't think that's a bad song at all. And not like bad. I said... She's going to be in town with Casting Crowns and Matt Maher this Friday night. All the information available, it's star88.fm/events. It's our events page if you want more information about that.
Love it. All right, coming up here in just a few minutes.
Oh, man.
Michael Biehn from Tombstone, Aliens, Terminator. He's been in so many 90s, 80s movies. I'm trying to think what he's been in recently. Do you have his IMDb pulled up?
Yes, I do.
What was a couple of his last films?
He's still making
Sharknado.
Was he really
recently?
He's in My Jurassic Place.
What?
The Night Visitor 2. She Rises. The part of Daddy Longlegs.
Ooh.
The Shadow Effect. The Dark Forest. He's calling about the 30th anniversary of Aliens, so that's what we're going to talk about.
Man, that's cool. We can talk to him about what it was like to work with James Cameron.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can say, hey, Mr. Hey, what's your name?
One of the single greatest actresses in the universe of all time ever, all time, ever, all time.
Rachel Lee Cook.
Nope, oh my Sigourney goodness. Weaver.
What?
Sigourney Weaver! If I had a little girl, it was supposed to be Ripley. Mm-hmm. I had boys.
And if I had a boys. Little girl, her name was going to be Lavender.
Speaking of little girls, coming up after our interview, we actually got a reply from the husband.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Good.
So
it is him?
Yes. Wanted to chime in and add more information. And yeah.
So what's Michael Biehn calling about? He's announcing the Aliens 30th anniversary screening. Hidden in the Woods is a remake of the original Chilean film.
Ooh.
I don't know what that is. Hidden in the Woods?
What?
Yeah, that's what he's calling about.
No, he's calling about the 30th anniversary of...
Well, and Hidden in the Woods.
Nah.
Okay.
No one's hiding in the woods.
Let's see. Yeah.
Oscar Crocker. That's his character.
What?
Oscar Crocker?
Whoa, it looks creepy.
Whoa, you sounded like Keanu right there.
Keanu.
All right.
Oh, here's the thing, bro. I just got confirmation on John Wick 2. They're having a panel at New York Comic Con, so trying to get an interview with Keanu. Not going to lie, if that happens, I may not be able to do the show because I'll be dead.
Mm-hmm. What?
That dude is my hero.
It's going to be an unaffected
man. Then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on. Oof. Keanu is my dude. Huge fan.
You ever think about being on my compilation?
Dude, that would be legit.
I just choked on my own
spit. Whoa, he's dying.
I think you got what it takes.
Give him CPR.
What do you think, Tao?
I think a lot of stuff. Lately, I've been thinking about... you think we'll ever have flying cars?
Oh, we were supposed to call Steven back.
Oh, yeah.
Whoops.
That's going to be
texted him
now.
And said we were calling. And he sent me the thumbs up because he... claims to know nothing about what I was texting.
I don't think that Steve-o, was Steven.
That was Steven.
That was embarrassing.
That was Steven.
But some guy called in, and immediately Steve-o thought he was Steven.
Here's the problem. We can never prove to Steve-o that wasn't Steven. Like, we would literally have to get Steven and Damien on the phone at the exact same time.
We would. So Damien will need to call back to prove he is a
okay,
human.
Okay, but here's the thing.
No.
Steven Christian, every time he's called in as a character, he can never stay in character.
It. He can't hold that character.
That guy was in character and then went out of character and sounded nothing like Steven Christian. So he had two characters. If you think this is really Steven Christian,
say,
then
that
he
was
had two
definitely
characters.
Stefan.
Okay. You guys have horrible ears.
Hmm.
Been punched in the ear? You got any cauliflower
ears? You got cauliflower ears?
Okay.
Huh. I got broccoli ears.
Check those ears out, buddy.
Somebody wants us to ask a question to Michael Biehn, and I'm like, I don't know if that's real.
Yeah.
Ask him about how they didn't know the alien was coming out of the belly and thought the actor was having a heart attack. But that was from Alien, Ridley Scott. We're talking to Michael Biehn from Aliens.
Was he not in the first one?
No, he was not. He played Corporal Hicks in Aliens. He was a Colonial Marine.
Colonial Marine.
Alongside Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
He was also Lance Henriksen, who played Bishop, one of the greatest.
He played a Navy SEAL in Abyss, which
yeah.
was a great film.
He was also in Navy SEALs with Charlie Sheen.
He was also.
He likes to play military. Too. Yeah, he's kind of been typecast.
He
as
was
a
also
soldier.
Johnny Ringo in Tombstone. And arguably the greatest Western.
He was in Full House the movie.
He wasn't
was
in
never
anything
released.
Teo has said so far.
And he was in Flashdance.
However, speaking of Full House, Candace Cameron Bure's daughter was on The Voice last night.
Hi, there's
why don't
a
you
balloon.
Call Steven and then
okay,
we can.
Okay, Dex, there's call a Steven. Balloon right over there with a Frosty the Snowman on it. Yeah, I think it's a what? Sign. Check it out!
Oh my gosh!
Woo! Christmas is here!
That's no joke!
Christmas is coming! The goose is getting fat!
You are not permitted to dial this number.
Oh, he blocked us. He blocked us.
He blocked us. He blocked us. He blocked us.
Waiting for Michael Bain, so we'll call Stephen Christian real quick and settle this situation. Man, the balloons are flying on a cold winter morning. So frosty outside.
Steven Christian.
Hello?
Hello. Very embarrassing. Good morning.
Are you there?
Hello? Hello?
Stefan? Stefan?
Steven! Steve! Smooth Steve!
What happened?
I call him Smooth Steve, and usually he's like,
what's up?
Hey, that balloon just flew right by us. Beautiful!
There are balloons all around us.
The mustache guy.
Hello.
Oh, hey, buddy.
What's going on? How are you?
Hello. Doing well. How you doing?
Damien, call now.
We're waiting for somebody else to call the line as well because I need to prove that you just called. And
yes, this is really embarrassing, Steven.
No.
Because Tao and I both know that you didn't just call us about 10 minutes ago and act like somebody else. Steve-O thinks you did.
I did not.
I know.
Can you do a really deep voice, Steven?
Oh, okay. That's about it.
That wasn't him.
No way.
It was not him, Steve-O.
That sounds like Damien.
Okay.
That was not Damien.
What's Damien's middle name?
You got prank called and then... Yeah, you think it's me?
I didn't even get prank called.
I recognize my voice from anywhere.
I always recognize your voice.
Steven, now I was promoting my new compilation.
It's beautiful. Okay.
And somebody wanted to buy it, and then Steve-O thought it was you.
No, that really wasn't me. I promise. I was actually listening to 101.7, the team. I don't listen to you guys talk about movies aliens.
Was it because of the first win of the season, finally, for the Saints? Is that why?
Good.
You were hoping they'd mention your team because you finally won a game?
I was not. I'm kidding.
Damien guy would call back.
I had no idea what you guys were talking about when you texted me, Steve-O.
Hey, will you help Dex while we're gone? We're gone for a week, going to New York, you know, doing big things, and he needs a co-host.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to Nashville. I leave tomorrow. I got big things.
Okay.
Do you really? I don't believe you.
Nominated awards, recording a record, got things to do.
Really?
So.
Steven, I need you to be honest.
I want
to
believe you, but I don't believe you, Damien.
On Lasagna's life, did you call us?
Good God, man. You could say, like, you could make up anything. I'd put anything on Lasagna's life.
Steven, I was going to say, Steven, he hates animals.
Steven, you know how much I love kitty cats. Do it for me. On Lasagna's life, tell the truth.
I did not call you guys, I promise. I'm running late to staff Devo, so. Nate's not listening. There's that. So.
Okay. He's not. He's at staff Devo's. No, I'm just kidding. He's not.
Steve-O's never going to believe that wasn't you.
Stefan, here's the deal. I know how fond you are of all of the 19 animals you own. While I'm away, you just need to make your wife and my wife hang out because this week I convinced my wife to donate our chickens away. Whoa!
Really?
Whoa! That's awesome, good.
Man.
I don't want them.
No, we already found a place that's taking our chickens. So,
well, that's great.
Yeah,
it's
called KFC.
You.
So I'm just saying.
Why don't you just cook them?
What? No, that's
you could just
awful.
Yeah. You could
that's,
kill him.
That's how you don't get your wife to get rid of your stupid chickens.
You, but it's meat. You
listen,
can harvest
man,
the meat.
Listen, the wives were like, it's going to be so much cheaper, and we'll never have to pay for eggs. And then I think, we eat eggs like once a week at best and end up giving all these eggs away.
Whoa.
And it costs for scratch and feed and hay and to take care of them. $3 for a carton of eggs. Get rid of your stupid chickens.
Let's let them free range in our stomachs.
Yes.
They can go wherever they want.
Beautiful.
Just saying, man. Just saying. I've seen the future, and it's chicken free. So if you'd like to be chicken free, have your wife hang out with my wife.
All right. Sounds good.
I did it, man. I did it. You're welcome.
Well, have fun in Nashville.
Have fun, Damien.
I don't know what you're talking. I literally don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's cool, bro. That's cool.
All right. Just
keep pretending like you're cool. You're not in a band anymore. You don't have to fake like you're cool, man.
We know it wasn't you.
Uh-huh.
True story.
All right, bye. All
sure,
right.
Man. Sure.
Have a good morning.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, Damien. Listen, he's from Florida. He said his name was Damien Orlando.
No,
Orlando, Florida.
He never said he was from Florida.
Guys,
he
hold
didn't.
On, hold
Steven's
on.
From Florida.
Stop. Guys, where's Michael Bain?
He's not calling us.
I double-checked. It said today, Tuesday, we got a confirmation, 8:20.
8:20.
And it's 7 minutes late. This never happened.
We should go to break.
No! We cannot.
I am.
It's Michael Bain. By the way, I have people chiming in. One in particular who is a vocal specialist saying, I am totally with you. That was absolutely Steven.
Just drop. Who cares?
I know it. I know it. Thank you, Sally. True.
Okay. All right.
Wait, is that it?
Go for it. Answer. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Dex, Steve, Oteo, it's Carl.
Carl!
There you are.
Oh, man, we're getting worried.
I know. You know what? Michael and Jennifer had to reschedule, and we're having trouble with our phones here, so we've got a double whammy going on.
Okay, so can we just interview you? Because we'll be in New York starting tomorrow. Going to need to...
You didn't message me on Facebook, did you?
No, I'll message you right now.
All right, message me and let me know where you're going to be so we can hook up and have lunch or something.
Okay, I will for sure.
All right.
Sorry.
All right, have a safe flight.
All right, thanks, man.
Yep.
No! Corporal Hicks, bro! They're going to reschedule and I'm going to be out of town. Can I say how mad I am? Because we're going to be at New York Comic Con. I've been bragging and being like, yeah, we're going to be out of here. And I just got an offer for an interview this Friday and I sent it to you and wanted to cry.
I know.
Because,
but hold on. Look at all the people you're going to interview at New York Comic Con.
None of them are Lisa Loeb, dude.
That's true.
You say, only hear when I want to.
Good morning.
Hi, it's me, Michael Bay.
Okay. Gosh.
Michael?
I promise.
Uh-huh.
Yep, Michael?
Yeah. Michael? Hey.
Food like Transformers. I do it.
Not Michael Bay. Michael Bain. Michael Bain from Aliens. You're not even faking the right voice. Steven! Yeah.
That other guy. There's no way.
Yeah, no way.
Steven couldn't.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Sure.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, we have the original Catwoman.
Yeah, we do. Julie Newmar. I am freaking out excited. She's the ripe young age of 83.
Well, at least we think we do.
83 years young.
Carl did say the phones were...
Yeah, but they have multiple... I feel like, you know, when they have multiple interviews, they have multiple people covering.
We'll see.
Need to hit Carl up. Going to hang out.
We'll be right back.
Passion through the snow.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The New York Attorney General is ordering the charitable foundation run by GOP nominee Donald Trump to stop fundraising in the state because it is not properly registered to do so.
A Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member who plays a mean guitar also has an eye for art, and it's paying off.
In 2001, Eric Clapton purchased three paintings by German artist Gerhard Richter for $3.4 million. He sold the first two for a combined $55 million, going on the auction block at Christie's next month, the third, with an estimated value of $20 million. which could net the musician a combined $70 million plus. Not bad for a recovering alcoholic, former cocaine and heroin addict, who told Classic Rock magazine he was plucked from the jaws of hell and given another chance.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory has just declared a state of emergency in 66 counties just in case Hurricane Matthew slams ashore later this week.
We're going to see the storm move closer and closer. It's been slow, and that's the problem.
The Supreme Court returns to work.
Bass Pro Shops says it plans to buy its rival Cabela's, combining two of the largest sellers of outdoor sporting goods in the United States.
AAA's national average for regular remains a fraction above $2.22 a gallon.
Good morning, and welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa! Gotta get that baby metal in this morning, everybody.
Okay.
8:38, good morning.
High today of 70 degrees.
Coming up here at 8:50, Catwoman.
The original Catwoman. Julie Newmar.
That's all you get. That's all you get.
Cool, man.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's David Levin from Wise Brother. How are you?
David, how are those phones this morning?
They're terrible. I guess you heard.
I heard.
Yes.
Sorry about that, man.
Yeah, sorry about that for you guys, too.
It's all good. So is it not happening?
So does that mean we have no Julie?
Well, you know, we're going to see if we can reschedule with her. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You guys are coming to Comic-Con next week?
Yeah. This week, we'll actually fly out tomorrow morning bright and early, and then Thursday through Sunday, we're going to be covering every day. Are you out in New York?
Carl and I want to see you, and I'll be at Comic-Con on Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there all of the days. We're going to have to Facebook you, and we'll get connected. That'd
yeah.
be fun.
Yes, David Levin on Facebook.
All right, man. That is fantastic.
Because I got 40,000 comic books in my basement.
Wow!
What?
Okay, we definitely have to hang out. Definitely got to hang out.
What? What's the most expensive comic book you have?
Ooh.
Okay. Boy, do I have a story for you.
This is even better.
This is a story. This is a story. In 1988, I was doing some freelance work for DC Comics. Okay.
Oh yeah.
And I told them I wanted to write a story. So they said, you know, I wanted to write some comic books, and I knew that my writing would never, you know, change the world. I was no Alan Moore, but they said okay. So they said this gazillionaire from Britain, his son was getting bar mitzvahed, and he wanted to buy for his son's bar mitzvah a comic book starring his son and their family and a friend of the kids. In an adventure with Superman.
Wow.
You with me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're just listening.
So they assigned me to write this 8-page story starring Superman. It was drawn by Kurt Swan, who at that time had just retired as the Superman artist from 1955 to 1985.
Wow.
He was the guy I grew up with. As Superman, you know, as the Superman. He was the good Superman artist. He was the great Superman artist. You know, they named Christopher Reeve's character after him on Smallville.
Wow.
So, Kurt Swan.
Wow.
Okay, so he drew this 8-page story in 88, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get paid like $45 for it. It was an 8-page story, and they gave me a couple of copies of it, and my $45, and I was thrilled because I, you know, just written a Superman story. You
right.
know, I wrote words that came out of Superman's mouth.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a cool thing to have done. I didn't write anything else. I went into TV, and I went into radio, and I went into doing a whole bunch of other stuff. And then fast forward, like, 20-some-odd years, and I come to discover that this comic book is like one of the rarest Superman comics ever published.
There are only
200 copies in the world, known in the world, and one copy it sold for $5,000.
Whoa! Oh my gosh! That's crazy!
That's fantastic!
That's so cool!
So I've got copies at that is going to put my daughter through college, hopefully, one day.
Oh, yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, someday. That thing could be worth $1 million someday. You never know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know about $1 million. I'll be happy if it's, you know, a couple of grand.
That's good, though, man.
And I find one of them and had it CGC'd, and it's the only signed copy in the world.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Sure,
gosh.
You can give it to me.
David, I can't wait. Man, these are cool stories.
Good.
It's going to be fun. I just found you on the old Facebook. So this is Steve-O. And, we'll have to connect, man. It'll be really cool out there.
That's great.
So
are we on the air right now?
You are on the air right now.
No big deal.
We absolutely are. This is way better than Julie Newmar. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Superman over Batman any day of the week.
Yep.
So
that is hilarious. I love Superman. I'm the biggest Superman fan on the planet. But you know, Batman's good. Batman's cool.
He's cool. But I'll tell you what, Peter Tomasi, who's currently writing the Superman standalone series, it's reminding me of childhood. It is one of the very best comics DC is putting out right now, if not the best. Yeah. So, yeah.
Is that the one? Is that the one with his son and Lois?
Yes. Yes. Yes,
they had
it
a great
is
issue last.
Yes,
this most recent where they go to the carnival.
Yes,
I totally great tweeted issue a picture and was like, "This is one of the best things I've
goofy
ever read."
Goofy grin on my face. I just felt like a little kid, and the way Gleason is drawing him, it was reminiscent of Christopher Reeve, and I just
totally
gushing
totally
over it.
Awesome,
David. I can't wait to hang out.
Yeah, we'll hang out this week.
That'll be a lot of fun. Kate, can I plug my podcast?
Yeah,
you can.
Okay, well, it's not really a podcast. It's more like a video thing. It's Pop Goes the Culture on YouTube. Look for Pop Goes the Culture TV. I interview all sorts of celebrities like you guys do.
So
and,
cool.
A lot of the stuff that I do for Wise Brother Radio.
Yeah,
is up there, but I also did, you know, I did a show called TV Land Confidential, so I got a lot of interviews, and it's fun.
It's incredible.
I can't wait to watch it.
Finding you right now.
Beautiful.
Finding you
right now. I'm going to subscribe right now.
Incredible.
Well, thank you, David.
And it's Popco Culture on Twitter.
All right.
Beautiful.
All right, guys.
Thanks, David. Thanks for sharing.
Yes.
All right, man. See ya.
Fantastic.
Bye-bye. All right.
Later.
Yeah. Keep saying next week. It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah. And, man, when David calls, it's funny because we have a different relationship with Carl than we do with David.
Yeah.
Both of our booking agents.
Now both just changed. I found him on Facebook, and I'm not going to lie. I was like, what? Because he's like, hey, this is David. How's it going, you guys? And you go to his Facebook page, and I was like, that's David.
And come to find out, he's this big comic book nerd. Yeah. He has like 40,000 comic books in his basement. And has one of the rarest Superman comics ever. You guys have to try to go to the studios.
That would be legit.
You guys have to try.
Oh, man.
Seriously. You need to massage that relationship.
Yeah?
You know?
Okay.
Can you do that?
No.
I mean, that sounds a little weird.
You want the bigger stars? You want the Brad Pitts?
Okay.
You got him right here. You're looking at him.
Do what it takes.
Okay.
I'm going to punch him.
All right.
I don't even know.
Stinks. Both of our interviews got canceled today because of the phone lines.
That is no fun. But you know what? It happens.
It does.
Oh, well.
It does.
All right. So let's rewind. Let's go back to our 7 a.m. hour real quick.
Okay.
Where we were discussing how women should dress. Well, I mean, not really how women should dress, but a husband.
Where we were telling women how to dress.
Yeah.
7 o'clock hour.
Let me start over. This husband emailed us and said that he thinks that that his wife is dressing inappropriately at school.
Yep.
And she loves the attention, but she doesn't want to stop wearing what she's wearing. She likes it.
And he went to his pastor and said, hey, what do I do? Is this a big deal? And the pastor said that there was nowhere in scripture that talked about how a wife should dress, which was, I found that interesting to say the least. But it spawned quite a big conversation. And in fact, the husband chimed back in because, you know, we got the initial email, and it was the idea. She's a teacher at a public school. She's a Christian working at a public school, not a Christian school, public school. And, you know, he just thinks for the setting, she can dress inappropriately at times. She likes the attention. You know, she says that, that she likes the way that she feels when she wears clothing like that, and that the men who are giving her attention are just being nice,
yeah,
not overly flirty.
Well, everybody that chimed in throughout the conversation in the 7 o'clock hour, we're all saying that she shouldn't be, if she is dressing the way that we think she is,
yeah,
she shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. Well, he chimed back in and said, hey, been listening on and off, but asking what specifically she is wearing. He said things like low-cut shirts to show cleavage and her backside, tight clothing, sometimes see-through. Along with that, she tells our daughter that she can wear anything she wants to, and no one can ever tell her what to wear.
All right. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I believe in modesty, but from what she says and does, I don't think she cares what I think. We did get an email from a listener who said, hey, real quick, that's how it started with my wife and I. She started to lose weight and started to dress provocatively. We spoke, but she didn't change her ways. She loved the attention she was getting on Facebook, a lot of likes and comments. Shortly after that, she started having an affair. We are currently going through a divorce right now. So, yes, it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
So I don't want to, you know, freak the dude out. But there's two sides, because women have also been chiming in and saying, hey, I mean, this is subjective. What is provocative? What is inappropriate? What is modest? And then we were talking about the flip side of that, the idea of how we're not to be, she shouldn't be a stumbling block, yet every man is responsible for his own actions. We talked at length about that and how men, we have made a covenant with our eyes not to look lustfully after women if we call ourselves Christians. But somebody else chimed in and said, hey, you stated that all dudes struggle with lust, and most guys that recognize the struggle would rather not be subject to seeing yoga pants and other revealing items of clothing. Is this any different than not having a drink around a recovering alcoholic, or not taking your previously obese spouse to a buffet, or not having a cigar around a lifetime smoker that's trying to kick the habit? Yes, we've made a covenant with our eyes. Sometimes that means a dude can't even go to church these days. There are modest ways to look great. Women should find them.
Hmm. All right. Not bad.
Yeah. Dude, the live line just blew up with this conversation. And at the core of it, I think at the very least, what we're seeing from husbands and wives are they need to have a conversation, the husband and wife. If they've already had that conversation, they need to have a conversation with the pastor of the church that they're attending. They probably should be seeking counseling, because from his perspective, it seems that she just doesn't care about him or his work or what he says, and is okay with the attention. That's what it seems, mm-hmm. But we don't want to, you know, I don't, there's always two sides to every story, because a few wives chimed in that regard and said, Hey, two sides to every story. I used to wear a pair of pants that were my favorite pair of pants that my now ex-husband, said were too tight, you know.
So. I think most of us have dealt with this situation, or are dealing with this situation, with our significant other. And I think it can go both ways as well, not just for women. It can go same way for men, you know.
Yeah.
When I wear that tank top, my wife tells me I should never leave the house because women will just stumble at me.
I think it's that you shouldn't leave the house because women will stumble into doors as they're averting their eyes. I think it's a different kind of stumble.
I don't know, man.
I think it's literally
Dex walks in that gym, people be craning their necks.
So our girl Janae just chimed in again with 1 Timothy 2:9, because we have been getting that scripture quite a bit this morning, because I was dumbfounded that the pastor of his church said that there's nowhere in scripture that talks about the way a woman should dress. And we did address that in 1 Timothy 2:9. So it definitely talks about that. So here's my question. Do you want to take your wife back to that pastor to get counseling when the pastor allegedly told you there's nowhere in scripture that talks about the way a woman should dress, you know?
Let's talk about that right after New Music Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. This is a new track from a new band. They're called Informants. The song's called Courage. Listen to the song. Think about what we're talking about and let us know. You can text us 585-LIVE.
informants courage or courage?
Nah, it's courage.
Star 88. New Music Tuesday. Do you know what? Second time around, even better.
Better. I do like it better.
Not bad.
It's growing on me. It's growing on me.
Let us know what you think about all the new music. 585 Live. You can text us or Star 88 FM on Facebook. All right. Well, we're coming up on a break.
What?
But Tam should be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour.
I think she's... no, it's Peter Benson.
Did you mistake Peter Benson for Tam?
No comment.
Okay. we'll get a female to talk a little bit more about this. How women should dress. Because we just heard from the husband. He just chimed back in after hearing us talk about it for about an hour. And he did explain a little bit about what his wife is wearing. We'll recap all that when we come back.
Attention station employees, we'd like to remind you that if you have a deep, profound, or theological question, you may take that question to Dr. Brian Nixon, located in his office right by the copy machine. Oh, wait. No, I've just been handed a note. He works over in the preschool department. Because they put him in the preschool department. Yes, the genius. The genius Dr. Brian Nixon is located in the preschool department playing with his toys. And all the other kids. So take your questions there. Thank you.
Passion through the snow.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
This one going out to all of my Christmas buddies.
Woo-hoo! Oh, gosh.
Melakalikimaka is a thing to say. On a bright Hawaiian Christmas.
Let me tell you a little bit about a Melakalikimaka.
That's the
it's Hawaiian for Merry Christmas.
From the land where palm trees swing.
9:03, good morning.
Hi, today of 70
here
degrees.
We know that
how the roads, Tam?
Will be
traffic.
We got an accident. Two left lanes are blocked. I-40 West at Wyoming. Oh, my goodness. It's backed up to Eubank. Stop and go traffic. Expect delays this morning. Also, a lot of congestion on 25 southbound once you hop on off of Paseo. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
You know, a guy mentioned this morning that Buck and I used to jump into Christmas right after Halloween. Mm-hmm. I actually think he's right. I think it's supposed to happen after Halloween.
You're so stupid.
Oh. But I'm not really sure. I'm going to have to get with Buck on that.
Yay!
Hey, get with Buck, Aaron.
Good. Okay. But I'm very happy by the development the that it's has okay. just taken place.
If we're going a little early, this is a Christian station.
It's pretty early, man.
It's all good.
It's really early.
It's not early.
It's like a month early.
It's Christmas.
I know.
Because here's the thing. You know what? It is after Halloween.
Gosh.
Told you.
All right. Just don't tell anybody.
It is after Halloween. Halloween was last year.
That's true.
You're doing fine.
We'd like to welcome Tam to the show.
Tam-a-lama-ding-dong.
Good morning, Tam.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
Feeling good. Feeling good this morning.
Yeah.
How's the weather out there?
Feeling like you guys don't have strep throat?
You got the strep?
What? I just hugged you. Are you kidding me? I'm leaving for New York tomorrow.
Here's the thing, guys.
I don't have time for this.
I'm
going to kick you. Oh, my gosh.
So... there's good news and bad news.
No,
here.
You need to leave right now.
There's so much going on.
Oh gosh.
There's great news. And here's what that is.
We can't get sick, man.
Steve.
Cover up.
We got guest
spots for Seth Meyers tomorrow.
I was ready to lead worship this weekend, you know, getting ready to go.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I start to feel this little pain in my throat on Friday. Like no big deal, right?
Dear Lord, melt her
then
teeth and
as
make her
why are you guys covering
Jesus
your head? You guys
what
look
are you
afraid.
About?
Jesus,
go ahead.
And so,
just melt all her teeth.
Look at me. Look at me. Do you have it or not?
Her throat.
So
stop. Do you have it or not?
I was sick. My throat swelled up.
Swelled up.
I didn't know what to do. It was all swelled up.
We all have children here. You're infecting.
And
you don't care about children.
Ooh, if you
Tam hates children.
I told you I had good news and bad news.
Answer the question. Can you tell them to be quiet? Infectious?
The question is, what happened? The answer is, did Tam have strep? Yeah, maybe she did.
Oh,
what do you mean, maybe?
Are you good now?
But the good news
is, have you been on amoxicillin?
I have been on the Z-Pack.
Oh, my gosh, those don't work.
And I am not a contagious anymore.
That is how Zika came about. Have you not seen World War Z? Yes. Good. World War Z, Z stands for Z-Pack, which started the zombie apocalypse and Zika.
I'll tell you what. Instead of a Z-Pack, you need a six-pack. Abs. Then you'll never get sick.
Abs are made in the kitchen.
So are you going to be able to fill in this week?
Yeah, so you're
that means no.
Blessed.
What?
You're
what
blessed that
mean?
Better.
Are you going to be all right?
You're blessed.
Come on, let me know so I can find if
yeah,
you can't
I told
do
you
it.
I can't do Monday.
You just can't do Monday. Can't but do you're going to be here tomorrow and Thursday and Friday and Tuesday.
Whoa. You're jumping into the week after. What happened?
Yeah,
what?
We're not back until Wednesday of next week. We're gone for an entire week.
You and I need to talk about this off air.
Oh, God.
Okay.
So we can,
if you can't do next
beginning.
Week, that's okay.
It's already beginning.
We can give the people
hey, dude,
what they want.
I told you, pre-record it, man. Yeah, man. Get it now.
You guys don't have to cover your faces.
I'm covering my face.
I'm fine. So I'm doing better.
Good.
And I had to miss the weekend. Obviously, I couldn't see. My throat was swollen shut.
Beautiful weekend.
So that's it. So now I'm
good.
Here.
Glad you're feeling better.
But you guys know what's coming up this coming weekend, right?
Christmas.
No.
Yeah, the New York Comic Con, which we will
God's
be at.
God's House Choir, Gospel Choir, is joining us at Calvary. There's going to be 30 members
on that
stage.
Are you serious, man?
Let me ask you this.
And we have been rehearsing now for like a week and a half.
What is
his
current address?
Are you guys getting on the J train?
I don't know what that is.
You promised the stomp, the whole stomp, and nothing
yes.
but the stomp?
It ain't over.
Oh!
It ain't over.
Dude, I love you, Tam.
Okay,
I
so,
just, that, you did it. Good job.
Yeah, so,
you
so
redeemed
we were
yourself.
Practicing, and when you say stomp, I'd like to just make a note that we're literally dancing. Mm. I will be dancing with the choir.
Beautiful.
Like we're doing, we're stepping, we're moving, we're getting into that.
Do they have their robes?
Yeah, we're wearing robes.
Oh man.
Guys, this is going to be insane.
Oh,
so anyway,
sad
that's this weekend, 8th and 9th is what we're going to do. We have rehearsal coming up and then we're going to have it on the 8th and 9th.
So proud.
All right. We got a pretty big email this morning. We've been discussing this.
Oh dude, it's been huge pretty much all morning.
Okay.
The topic is how a wife should dress.
Yeah.
Is the topic.
I've
husband,
a little bit about
yeah,
this.
Husband emailed the show. He confronted
modest
his wife
is hottest.
And said, honey, you're I don't like the way you're dressing.
I can see your midriff.
You're,
can you
you're a teacher at a school.
Get modest.
My bad.
You're a Christian and teaching at a school.
Right?
And come to find out, his wife is wearing some things that show cleavage.
Uh-huh.
Some see-through items.
We're getting descriptive here.
He asked his wife, I don't like what you're wearing. I think you need to stop doing that because people are looking at you. And she said, I love that. It gives me confidence. It makes me feel good when other people look at me and they tell me how good I look.
Now you're adding things. She just said she likes the way it makes her feel.
That's exactly
what
I just said.
When she dresses like that.
When she puts on her clothes, she goes,
exactly what I just said.
Me feel.
Yeah.
And so we.
You really turned Steve on.
Here's the big thing. So he went to his pastor.
Yeah.
And
oh, really?
Asked his pastor. And the pastor said, there's nowhere in the Bible that talks about how a woman should dress.
Which that was my first red flag.
Yeah.
That was what got me more than anything was like, you need maybe to examine the church you're going to.
Okay.
That's
so
what
yeah,
said.
So your question is to me about this email.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple things come to mind.
Why are we doing it?
You know, you don't like when I speak or what?
No, because according to scripture, a woman. I'm just kidding.
You're going to go there.
I am totally joking. I apologize. I was really excited for you to come in so we could have a woman's perspective because it's been husbands chiming
in. Here's what this perspective is. Now, coming from my BC days, okay? So that stands for before
Bernalillo
Christ.
County. Oh, I was way off.
BC powder.
Yeah, well, not that old.
She was Miss BC.
So I
Bernalillo County.
You know, you do things when you're younger. You do things when you're immature. You do things when you're lacking something. It's funny how things will come about when you feel that you are missing something. Now, does that make it okay to do other things that in turn cause your spouse to feel uncomfortable? So starting off with a marriage, when you're married, you guys have to be in communication with what is okay and what's not okay. Mm. And so that is a good thing, and it pleases God to be on the same page and to have these conversations with each other, to be able to be transparent enough to say, it's making me uncomfortable that you're dressing this way. And I don't know what it is. Am I just being jealous? And so it's good for the man to check himself and say, is there something in me that maybe I'm feeling a little bit of a lack of? And so I need to do a self-check there and be transparent and vulnerable with my wife, so that she can also give me the answers and in the way that she feels is appropriate there. You know, you have been acting this way. You have been doing this a little bit more. I'm okay with this, but this is kind of pushing it a little bit too much. You guys can have that conversation together. On the flip side, a woman drawing attention to herself due to physical beauty, she's feeling more beautiful because of something. I think one of you guys mentioned, I don't know, maybe it's about the yoga pant thing, I'm not sure. But one of you guys mentioned, you know, well, she's not getting enough attention. And she feels like she's not getting it there, so she's wanting to get it somewhere else. Now, oftentimes I think that we make that as an excuse to do what we want to do to get that kind of attention. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be very, very careful that if, in fact, that's happening, it doesn't give us the right to do something else. Mm. So that's where we have to step it up a notch in our relationship and say, I need to be a mature individual. I need to have this conversation. And why am I dressing this way? If I claim to be a Christian, if I claim to be a believer, and I think it's important to address what's a weird believer and what's not a weird believer. And I don't mean to be rude to other Christians out in the world, but I will say that sometimes people have taken it a little further, and sometimes they can be a little more legalistic than others can be. And it's important for us to find a balance in the middle, not to reject Christianity because we don't want to look weird or we don't want to sound like the rest of them. We need to be very careful not to do that, because then we've just rejected Christ and on accident. And now all of a sudden we're like, who are you? We're Peter all over again. Mm. So knowing that, there's a fine line in the middle. So this woman, in dressing this way, she's a believer no matter what. It doesn't matter what school she works at. It doesn't matter what place she goes to. She has to remember that she is a child of God, that she is required to please him in everything she does. The Bible says, in everything you do, whether you eat or drink or in anything that you do, do it as unto the Lord. So biblically speaking, she is held accountable and required to please the Lord in her actions. And if she's making someone else stumble, or her husband is seeing that, mm-hmm. then there is a responsibility she has as a woman of God, as a child of God, as a friend, as a sister, as a whatever, as a wife, to say, I am going to ask the Lord to fill me with what I need, what I'm lacking. And I'm going to ask God to start working within my spirit, because I need to work on some things to feel more desired, more wanted. Why is that?
Yeah.
What is lacking? I would ask this woman, how's your Bible reading coming along? Is that going to be something? Oh, how's your scripture verse coming along? How's your Sunday school Bible school going? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, in all honesty, really, how are you doing talking to God daily? Are you talking to him? Are you spending time with him? Are you communing with him? The Bible says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. And when that happens, the things that happen in between there about your self-esteem and who you are in Christ, it begins to build and it gets stronger. And the things that you thought mattered no longer matter anymore. So I would say, take a look at her walk. She needs to take a look at her walk and check that out. I'm not judging her for her walk, but I want to encourage her as a fellow believer, as a sister in Christ, mm-hmm. who also struggled with the same thing a long time ago. That was something that was big to me. And I was a performer and I was singing and I'm doing all these things. And so you want to look better. I'm going to American Idol. I'm standing on a box and I'm turning at every angle. People are looking at your body. They want to see more. They want to see less. They want to give you this. They want to give you that. I mean, it comes from all over.
Yeah.
So if you listen to the world around you, you're going to become this spiral effect and you just tunnel down to the middle and you're just, you feel alone anyway and depressed and obsessed about your body and everything else. But when you keep it level headed, you keep it biblical, and you honor your husband while you're honoring Christ, usually you can find a pretty good balance in the middle.
Dude, we've had so many people chiming in. Yeah.
That's good. You nailed everything that everybody said this morning and more.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Yeah. I haven't listened yet. So
you talked
good.
About attention, and we've had a few people chiming in with Corinthians, because we have a pretty great understanding in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, where it says, verses 3 and 4, let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does, and likewise the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Now, there's two sides to this, because possibly, potentially, and I know that at the very core, the very base, a good friend just chimed in and said, this is absolutely an identity thing. Where do we find our identity?
Correct.
In our looks, in others making us feel pretty, whatever it is. None of that will cut it. Identity in Christ alone. And yet, also, when you look at this scripture, let the husband render to his wife the affection due her. What is he not doing? What is he not offering her? Because he is called as a husband to give her those things. And if she's seeking that attention elsewhere, at her core, at her heart, she needs to pursue Christ and find her identity in Christ. But the husband still has a responsibility to give her that affection due her. So
yeah, that's a really good point. And something on that note is be very careful that if you say, well, no, I know that my husband gives me everything that I want, everything that I need. Sometimes that's still not enough. And so if you're lacking something identity-wise, your husband can be the best man ever in the world. But if it's your issue, you will ruin that marriage. You will ruin that relationship because of selfishness, because you kept looking at yourself and saying, what am I lacking? What am I need this. I need this. I need this. And it was a superficial thing that was not given to you by God. God did not ask you or tell you that you needed those things. You ask him what you need, and then don't resist him when he gives you what you need. Because when he does that, it will grow you, it will strengthen you, and it will fill you unlike anything else you have before. Because we can't blame them, because oftentimes you'll see that the husbands are doing great. Right. They're doing great. They're doing the best they can. And the wife knows it. But there's something else missing. That's not a him issue. That's a her issue. Or vice versa, when it goes the other way, you know, if the husband is, my wife is so good to me. She gives me this. She does this. She does. She's a perfect wife. She does this. It says, but something's missing. That's an inward issue.
Beautiful. Yeah. Tam is hanging out with us. It's Quality Tam Tuesday.
Absolutely. I think we need to bust into the great theologian, Christina Aguilera. Sing with me. What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes him happy and set Steve free. No?
Easy on the voice.
Just, okay.
Yeah,
you got to sing. I don't have to say. I just wanted to, Christina, one of the greatest theologians of our time.
Am I right?
No? Okay.
Everybody on the live line is saying, Tam, you nailed it. Mic drop, Tam. Boom.
No, really, mic drop, go.
I have a question.
Yes, Tam.
When do you know when somebody's trying to take over the morning show?
Well,
is it when they post an Instagram photo that says, got a question you want to ask Tam? Life, hardship, pain, joy, dumb stuff, funny stuff. Today is Ask Tam on Quality Tam Tuesday from 9 to 10 a.m. this morning.
But it's hard to argue when she brings it like that. I mean,
I'm just saying, she's taking over our show.
Hey, last week I did come up with that feature, Ask Tam, so.
I'm using your own words.
Well, see? I've got a question for you, Tam.
Sure.
Why would you try to come in and kill us this morning? With your sickness, and then take over our show. What's your greater plan?
Oh,
yeah. Let's hear it.
Yep.
I'm on antibiotic. I saved your life.
Okay. It's New Music Tuesday. It's time to jump into this wonderful track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the latest from Tam's best friend, Francesca Battistelli.
Every time.
Franny Batty!
Franny! Yep.
Franny Batty. It's called Giants Fall. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/Star88FM.
I like it already.
Stop it.
Francesca Battistelli.
What'd you think, Tam?
She loved it.
I really like the beat.
Give me a beat.
I love that. And then I also, her producers, I don't remember who she signed with, I forgot. But I really like that. I really love that sound.
It was nice.
And she's got a beautiful voice in general, you know?
You want to hear it again?
Yeah, throw it on again.
I meant like on the station.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
I was willing to hear it back to back.
Good.
So I liked it.
Let us know what you think, Starmy. 585 Live, you can text it in or go to facebook.com/star88FM.
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
Oh, gosh.
I hear it. Hear that?
Hey, jingity-jing.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
It's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity-jing.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
It's Asian Christmas Donkey. La, la, la.
It's Christmas time, Tam.
La, 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 la.
No, it's not.
La, 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 la,
we just got a text on the live line that says, really enjoying the Glam Tam and Dex morning show. It's good to hear she will be replacing the boys when they go to Comic-Con.
That's right, everybody. Tam.
That's good stuff.
So, we're going to have a good time. It's gonna be, we're just going to do our thing, girl. Whatever you
I'm
want.
I'm planning on calling in every day. And Teo said he's going to stop.
Not going to call. I'm going to enjoy myself.
So I'll be on the couch sitting across from him on the other couch because there's couches like across from each other.
Yeah.
And I'll be on the phone because it's East Coast, man. So we'll be 2 hours ahead. So it'll be like 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You guys will just be like,
8 a.m.
Yeah. Perfect time for me to call in. Am I right? Actually, we'll be at Comic-Con by 10 a.m. So maybe not.
Lord, teach Steve-O how to... not work when we don't have to.
Yeah, that's but we're true. Working. I mean,
yeah, well, you're working there
on our own dime.
We should focus on what we're doing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Tam is a talker. You know, she is. She can hold her own. It's going to be fun. Buck's going to come by and hang out for a little bit.
Oh, do I get to see Buck too?
You get to see Buck.
Bucksy?
You get to be on the Buck and Dex show.
Oh, my gosh. I heard about that show.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just realized we need to catch up on Gotham before we go. Because the cast is going to be out there. And if we get a chance to talk to him. Uh-huh. Look, guys, Robin Lord Taylor. He just posted something
today.
Wow,
look at that hair.
Check the roads out there.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. I-40 West at Wyoming, there is an accident, and the left and right lanes are blocked. So you can expect some delays. It's backed up all the way to Eubank, which is, I guess, isn't that far in relation. But, you guys, it's going to create a headache this morning on your morning commute. So be careful. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Tam.
Yes?
You are a wonderful musician.
Thank you.
You have a very powerful and beautiful voice.
Thank you.
You are one of the lovely voices you can hear at Calvary every weekend. I decided to start dabbling in the music industry.
Oh.
I actually made a CD compilation.
Okay.
It's pretty seedy.
Christmas is here. And
it's October.
What better way to get people in the spirit of things than a compilation?
Of Dex?
An ultimate Christmas compilation, Volume 1.
Volume 1. There's
would you like,
more.
Yeah, this is my first one.
First one.
Okay.
I would like to play some of this for you.
Did you want like constructive feedback, or did you just want
me
to listen?
You don't necessarily have to give me any feedback because I know it's brilliant.
Just want me to listen?
Just listen. Tell me how much you would pay for this Ultimate Christmas Edition Volume 1. Okay?
Okay.
Just in time for the holidays, it's the Ultimate Christmas Experience Compilation you've been waiting for. It's called the Ultimate Christmas Experience Compilation Volume 1.
Terrible name.
Nope. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Experience the magic.
The season to be jolly.
Feel the magic of Christmas in every track.
You better watch out, you better not cry. You better hop out, I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming.
Snuggle up to the fire with hits like this one.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
With the Ultimate Christmas Experience Compilation Volume 1, you'll want to drink some eggnog after hearing hits like this. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glowed. Whoa, now everyone
weird.
Can enjoy Christmas just a little more this year. Order now.
Oh, how much? How much for that?
Gosh.
Dex, that was a beautiful
much
compilation.
Cash you got on you?
I really, you know, it's hard to say just because you are such a new artist and filled with great talent.
Talk to me.
I would, you know.
How much?
Are these full songs?
I got it right here.
Stop it.
Got the full album right here.
How
volume
did you get
one.
That printed there, so fast?
Volume one
quick.
Right here. It's right here. See, how much?
That was fast.
How much? I promise you made that this
You
month.
Know what's ridiculous is people are actually chiming in on the live line wanting your CD.
Guys, I'm going to make a fortune.
You know you're not, because it's not real.
And I'm going to get 10%.
Not a real thing.
I'll give you $5.
But it
bucks?
Does
for
make
fun.
Me want to
for
create
fun?
A
and
Christmas EP.
And then I'll
EP.
Give you
guys,
extra five.
Guys, all in? Okay. Come on. Let's make a real Christmas EP.
I wish y'all would just shut up, everyone.
Christmas EP on three.
Oh, look, we got him. He's okay. In.
Tao?
No, gosh, I'm not with you guys, okay?
Okay. That's, we'll talk about it.
Well, no, I can't do
all,
it that
All
way.
The proceeds go to my charity, so.
Which is?
The Toth Village Foundation.
The Toth Village Foundation?
What
is there?
It takes a village.
In the arms of
oh, my gosh.
Many kids to feed.
Good for you, Dex. I will tell you that you did carry that melody
did
just
I?
Beautiful.
Thank you.
You carried it just beautiful.
I didn't hear you really going off pitch much, so
I love
great.
All my school.
Thank you.
Good for you, Dexy. I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
It's a way to pick it up.
Well, we'll see about a volume two.
Okay.
We'll see. I'll talk to my people, and maybe we can get that going.
You get
he also did a hip-hop track recently.
You yeah. did or
no,
he did?
Dexter did.
Well, it skyrocketed to number one on the charts, and so that's why I really felt like I needed
Which
to jump into this compilation.
Which charts are we talking about?
It's the eye chart.
That's
you know, like
Korean
if you
stand barbecue
back,
chart.
Giant.
Yeah.
E.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So yeah, it's there's only three songs.
I'm number
on the actual chart. He's number one.
If I go to South Korea, yeah. I can't walk down the street.
It's the Korean barbecue chart.
I believe
chart.
You. That yeah. is crazy. Oh.
DJ Dax.
Yeah, DJ Dax.
Oh,
DJ Dax.
Wow.
That's his. Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Oh, man.
I apologize.
I have a Steve.
Oh,
I have an apple.
A what?
Apple Steve.
Oh. He has an apple Steve.
I have a Tayo.
He has a Tayo.
I have a pineapple.
He has a pineapple.
Pineapple Tayo.
He was off. Okay.
Apple Steve.
Yeah.
Pineapple Tayo.
Yeah.
Tayo, pineapple, apple, Steve.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's wow. His
number one in North Korea.
South
Tayo,
North
pineapple,
Korea.
Apple, Steve.
Wait, did you just say North Korea?
South Korea.
Weird. We need to go to break and get this straight.
Man. Yeah, man.
There you go.
See? You know.
Wow. I'm Listen. Proud of you. Gosh, you're becoming a star.
Hey, if I jumped up and kicked Tam accidentally with a minimal planning, would that be... Could I get in trouble for that?
Yeah, you don't want to kick
Guys,
Tam.
I felt that was like the pun king right there in that moment.
The pun king
yeah,
king?
The pun king king.
What was your pun?
North Korea over here, I said it's a dextatorship.
That's pretty good.
Potato.
I'm leaving. You guys don't appreciate
Bye.
This.
All right.
Going to New York. I'm
we
never coming
take
back.
Take a break. We'll wrap up the show with Tam when we come back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The New York Attorney General is ordering the charitable foundation run by GOP nominee Donald Trump to stop fundraising in the state because it is not properly registered to do so.
A Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member who plays a mean guitar also has an eye for art, and it's paying off.
In 2001, Eric Clapton purchased three paintings by German artist Gerhard Richter for $3.4 million. He sold the first two for a combined $55 million, going on the auction block at Christie's next month, the third, with an estimated value of $20 million, which could net the musician a combined $70 million plus. Not bad for a recovering alcoholic, former cocaine and heroin addict, who told Classic Rock magazine he was plucked from the jaws of hell and given another chance.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory has just declared a state of emergency in 66 counties just in case Hurricane Matthew slams ashore later this week.
We're going to see the storm move closer and closer. It's been slow, and that's the problem.
The Supreme Court returns to work.
Bass Pro Shops says it plans to buy its rival Cabela's, combining two of the largest sellers of outdoor sporting goods in the United States.
AAA's national average for regular remains a fraction above $2.22 a gallon.
New Music Tuesday. Good morning. 9:36 on a quality Tam Tuesday.
I only have 70 degrees.
What?
I
mean, he said it was a high today of 70 degrees. High today of 70 degrees.
Yeah, beautiful. Just practicing for the, what was it?
Glam Tam and Dex Show.
Glam Tam and Dex Show.
Beautiful.
We got to start practicing that.
Yeah, well, guys, and I just found out I'm going to be staying in New York a few days longer than expected, so I apologize.
Excuse me, everyone. Sorry. I have to cover traffic for the people.
Go ahead.
Out on the east side of town, there's an accident. The left and right lanes are blocked. I-40 West at Wyoming. It's backed up to Juan Tabo now. Let's see. Expect a lot of stop-and-go traffic and congestion. Add it to the commute. Don't forget, Balloon Fiesta is happening. So if you're out on the west side, you're going to run into a little traffic there, too. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Never coming home, guys. I apologize.
Why?
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to be in New York. Run River North, we just found out. They're playing while we're out there, so we might be hanging with those guys. But the greatest singer in the history of ever actually is playing October 15th in a park
in the history
New York.
Of ever.
Yeah. Her name's Alicia Keys.
Mm.
So
oh my
she's
goodness.
Doing a she's doing
her.
A show with I don't know who these other people are.
Harambe.
Bayonke.
No, it's not Harambe. I think he passed
away. B-E-Y-O-N-C-E? How do you say that?
Hey, you know what? She sings that song.
Know.
The boy is
and
mine.
Then
Beyonce.
A dude named Nicolas Minaj, and
yeah, he was in 98 Degrees.
Also, Lauryn Hill. So I'm never coming home.
Oh my goodness. Oh, my throat.
Hey, to be honest, though, Lauryn Hill won't show up.
Guys.
Dude, but did it mention Alicia Keys?
No.
I'm never coming home. I apologize.
Guys, that...
I keep on
fighting. Dude, could you imagine that show?
I started out with Lauryn Hill. That's one of my, like, main...
That was your gateway.
That
was your gateway to singing.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, there were obviously, like...
I actually got to see the Fugees live.
Did you?
No way, that's cool.
Yeah, they did a tour, and the funny thing was Wyclef's reggae band opened. So I saw Wyclef rock a reggae set, and then the Fugees.
I had a similar experience. I got to see FFH live, Far From Home.
You need to.
Christian band. Incredible. Incredible songs.
Wow.
FFH.
All right. Well, it is a Quality Tam Tuesday, and gosh, guys, I forgot to hit this button here. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Hold on, let's do another look at traffic.
I have to get my I have to get my traffic sponsor in, so let me just hit the button real quick.
Okay. Oh.
And then we'll talk.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
I'm going to have to play it again. Stop it.
No, sorry.
Sweet bee!
Stop it.
Stamp
it. All right. Tam, we have a lot of news to get to.
Okay.
Or we can, if you had something else that you want to talk about.
I mean, do people have questions?
No, I have a question for you.
Josh. Punch.
We didn't really promote it.
The last song is one of your favorite bands.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
This song is so good.
We should play this real quick.
Well, let's jump into this.
And then
song.
I do have something to talk about after that.
Okay.
Tam, are you familiar with a band called Johnny Swim?
You know that's...
Would you like to hear their brand new single?
It's one of my favorites.
It's called Drunks.
What?
Listen to the song.
It's so good.
Okay.
Everybody's going to love it. You don't even bother texting.
You think so?
Because you're just going to love it.
It's called Drunks.
That is Johnny Swim, Drunks, New Music Tuesday on Star 88.
Provocative title.
So good. It's just so good.
I've always loved their voices. They blend so well together.
Their harmonic blend is
just crazy. Teo was saying that the production on this album is just, you know, and you can tell it is much better.
Yeah.
But I was telling him, too, that it's good because you want to hear that clarity. You want to hear that smooth, crisp sound.
Mm.
They're doing a really good job.
You got a shout out on Facebook.
Okay.
From Kendra. Shout out to Fam Tam, who I used to sing Lauryn Hill with on the way to volleyball games.
Oh,
that's the best.
She says, love hearing you on the radio, girl.
Love you back.
Agree to disagree.
Precious. You hush, Teo.
Good morning, Starmy. Dex, Steve-O, Teo, and Tam.
Tam-a-lama!
It is 9:45. Tam?
Yes, good morning.
High
today of 70 degrees.
Boom. Ooh, let's see, take
practice.
Another
gotta
look
practice. How are the roads out there, Tam?
Well, I want to keep just kind of hammering down on this accident we've got over on the east side, I-40 West at Wyoming. The left and right lanes are blocked, and now we're backed up all the way to Juan Sabo, east of the accident. So expect delays, stop and go traffic, and be very careful. Don't cause another accident. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 live. Tam is here?
Yes. Text in. Call in.
It's your show.
I do want to talk about something.
Yeah.
This came up because, and I take full responsibility for this. This came up because you guys were having a conversation with a woman who I believe was from an addiction clinic of some sort.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she was talking to you guys about what they do there. And you guys had awesome conversation with her. But in that conversation, I did hear a couple phrases that concerned me a little bit.
Talk to us.
One of them was, you know, we hear oftentimes people try and overcome addiction through prayer and accountability, but the reality of the situation is you need more help. I heard that phrase. I also heard that we want to be careful because some people, people say that they just, what about the people who say, Jesus just healed me, I'm freed of this addiction, and then they move on and they're fine in their life. And that can't, you know, happen to everybody. Like, what about the realistic situation? Like, the reality is that this isn't this. I wanted to address that because it came to my attention, and it came to, you forget about who else it came to. I will take full, I'm going to take this one. I'm going to take the heat on this
one. Take it.
And it's irritating. The reason why I'm not going to call these other people out is because it's irritating when people then accuse you of saying, and who are these other people? Oh, you're a big fat liar. Fine. You can use your own phrase, not you personally, those who are out there who would say this and who have said this before. Who are they? Who are they? Thinking that I'm lying to you. Well, I'm telling you the truth right now. So I'll take full responsibility for this, okay? I think we've come to a point where we might be pushing limits of rejecting being a solid, firm believer. And here's why. I think that there were valid points in what you guys said with that addiction, the clinic thing that was going on. I think it is wise that people get the help that they need. And you guys were talking about how it's an actual chemically, like it's a problem where you're dependent on these chemicals, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And how you have to, your brain is so different that you literally need help to basically wind you back in. And the brain has to retrain itself. That your brain will never really be the same, but you can at least get it to a point where there's a healthy healing that starts, and then there's a process and habits begin to take over. So that's a good thing to have. But I think that we did avoid preventative. And then also during that time of, yes, you can get help from this clinic, you can do all these things, but I think that it's wise that we don't take away from, because we're so afraid to sound like those Christians, in quotes, those Christians who have really made it hard for believers who say, okay, I cannot struggle with depression, I cannot struggle with this, I cannot struggle with that, because if I say this, I'm going to be kicked out of my family, be kicked out of the church, I'm going to be mocked in my own circles. Whatever it may be. I'm not going to be heard by my parents. Those kinds of things. I don't want to admit my addiction to pornography or admit my addiction to whatever it may be. Because if I do that, then all of a sudden my job's going to suffer. My this is going to suffer. My that's going to suffer. We're worried about those consequences. But yet the consequences of sin don't seem to bother us. And so in turn, the things of this world, the external things of my job and everything else, seem to be controlling what I'm doing. And in turn, I'm doing the wrong thing. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I like to say it how my mom puts it, and that is that sin is stressful. And it is. It stresses you out. And I just wanted to make sure that the listeners knew that, yes, this is a Christian radio station. Yes, we are believers, and we don't want to take away from the fact that God has actually healed people from their addiction, and truly they have walked away. Two of those people I am aware of in my life. But then there's also other people who it didn't happen like that in their life. But we don't want to take away from the ones that it did happen to. Mm-hmm. Because God is a God of supernatural ability that is far beyond what we can comprehend. Mm-hmm. He does exceedingly abundantly more than we could ever think or imagine. Ephesians 3:20, right? So if that's the case and that's true, then we want to give props to the fact and credit due where it's done, right?
Did you listen to the whole interview? I just jumped in. I'm sorry.
I was able to listen to quite a bit of it.
Okay, good.
But the other parts that I was not able to listen to were the very, very, very beginning of it.
Okay, because that's like what I started with.
Correct.
What you're doing.
So then the people who missed that.
Yeah.
We just want to throw that out there right now to you guys again. And let you know that this station represents Christ. And that we don't want to be so far away from the point of, we don't want to be those people that we begin to throw out. These accusations that we hate those Christians that do this and those Christians that do that. Yeah, maybe we can use another verbiage, if you will, of those guys, because we were all them at one point, or we become those people sometime in our life, right? And so knowing that we're not taking away from God's power and his strength, but also focus on the preventative of what is prayer and what is accountability. A lot of the time that we got people out there listening right now who are like, I hate my dad. I hate my mom. I have 6 kids and all of them hate me. I abuse my children. I do this. I do that. People who are struggling with real issues. And those real issues, we can't say that we cannot attack those issues with real life prayer. So people say, okay, well, I'm praying about it. I'm asking God. I'm talking to God about it or whatever. But if you knew the power that lived in you, if you knew the access that you had to the Holy Spirit, if you really knew, if you could grasp the fact that you are filled with the Holy Spirit. So I'm looking at you right now, Dex, okay? And you have a physical body.
It's beautiful.
But it's been known to be called beautiful.
Yeah.
But your inside of you is your spirit, is a spirit of God that lives in you, because you've asked God to come and live in and dwell with you so that he can be the one in control ultimately of your decisions. God gives you free will. But then you make these decisions, and God says, "Okay, I'm gonna pull you this way because I know you're doing your best, but you're going off the wrong track here. I want you to come over here." Mm. So He helps you a little bit. He aids in that. It's up to you to resist that help or to let it come in.
Right.
And so that's saying that you, being a believer, now that's going to adjust the way that you talk, the way that you speak, the way that you are, the way that you act, the way you act in front of your wife and behind her, the way that you are with your kids, the way that you are in this room. Okay, we want to do our best to be the same person in front of closed doors. I mean, in front of doors as we are behind closed doors. Okay, And so knowing that in this station, we represent Jesus Christ. We represent the power of God through the things that have happened in our lives. And you have a testimony of your own. Teo has a testimony of his own. Steve-O, I do myself. And God's brought us all from a very, very a treacherous place in our lives where sin is sin and sin sends us to hell. Okay, but with the way that we talk about it and the way that we approach it, you know, that represents what we believe in Christ. And so knowing that, you listeners out there, and the questions that have come to me off air, I want to let you know right now that we do represent Christ. And if there's been a time where we kind of get off of that, or you guys maybe chime in a little late, or something goes on, or whatever it may be, I encourage you to speak up. I encourage you to text in. I encourage you to write in, to say something, to call in and say, "I don't understand what you guys are saying. I feel like you guys are leading me down this path instead of this path," so we can talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's your job as a believer, to hold us accountable on this station. And that's our job, to be aware of what we're saying so that we can truly represent the trueness of who God is, really the reality of the situation of how big God is. So
I would also say we
sense.
As Christians have a very real responsibility to test all things, right? Like we have to be held accountable to our actions, our thoughts, our everything. So we are told, man, I would say more often than most things in the New Testament are to beware of false teachers, because we who are being led astray by hollow and deceptive philosophies, that still comes back to us as well. So I definitely don't want to take responsibility away from actions because of a radio show or a pastor or something you heard that led you astray. You are still being led astray by your own desires, which is also, yeah.
And
I missed
the
first half, which
that.
Sucks, so I don't know what we're talking
about. We were
about.
Talking about the comment from the show, obviously, about talking about addiction, things like that, and making sure that we were not putting aside what Christ really does do, and that we don't want to down Christians who believe that God is strong enough to heal and to take control of those things. But
were
we also
more focused on during that interview the help from drug court and not Christ? Is that what you're pointing out?
Yeah. I think that's a great way to say it. That's a great way to say it. And the preventative parts that we can take, like, what are the actions that we can do to be preventative in our life? Okay, for drug, what are you saying right now?
I'm not saying anything.
I know it. I just know it.
No, what?
Steve-O's face and Teo's face.
I was looking at the floor.
So, yeah, me too. I really was.
So what can we do preventatively? Like, what are you doing in your life that if you have struggles and you're dealing with things with your family, or you're dealing with things in your own mind and in your heart and things like that, what is happening in your life that you are getting to the heart of it? Before it turns into
like
something else.
Like Celebrate Recovery or different programs that we mentioned.
Like,
well, here's,
how are you
here's
getting
I think what might not have been, because it was covered at the beginning, but also behind closed doors, when you have somebody come in from a government-sponsored organization, you have to be very careful with the way you phrase things. And so when you're vetted a couple times by a government organization and they say, "Hey, we can't really talk about this because she represents our organization," so we had to cover it a certain way.
And I know we're out, and also I know, well, but I know we're out of time. As the program director of this Christian station,
I
would
do
say,
one more hour.
Please go back and listen to the interview in its entirety, because it's kind of like with all things, somebody can take a scripture and go, "Well, the Bible clearly," but no, we have a responsibility to read the verse before, the verse after, the chapter, the surrounding, so that we can take it in context. And likewise, taking a phrase from an hour-long radio interview and choosing to pick at a sentence or a phrase or a moment versus the entirety of an interview where all of the things just said were said that day, I would just challenge whoever.
And revisiting
because I don't know what we're talking
about.
Well,
and revisiting that throughout the conversation of saying, of when we say, you know, accountability and prayer is, you know, that can just be stupid for whatever reason, like making sure that we're clear that Please listen to the beginning of the show, or also remember, we're not taking away from what God does. We want to do our part as humans. So just know that within this station that we are not taking away from the power of God and how strong he really is.
Who are you trying to convince right now?
No, we're just talking, bro.
No, we're not.
I told him I was taking full responsibility for this.
That's good, man.
Yep. Quality Tam Tuesday. You just drop the mic, girl. Just drop it.
Drop it.
She's going to
sadly, permanently.
She's going to be joining the show tomorrow. The Glam Tam and Dex morning show kicks off tomorrow at 7 a.m.
Oh, there's a little off there.
Our boys here are leaving us to go to New York. So pray for Teo and Steve-O.
Oh, we're going to miss you guys.
They would come home safe.
Yeah.
They would have the time of their lives. All right, I'll see you tomorrow, Tam.
Thanks, guys.
Steve-O.
Great
Teo.
Day.
Love you guys.
See you next Wednesday.
See you next week.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Starmie, thank you so much for being a part of this podcast, downloading it.
It's because
share
of you.
It. Because
stop
the downloading on the internet.
Nope.
This podcast wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for Bear Canyon CrossFit.
That's yeah. Right. We want to thank all of the fine people that work over there and for helping us out with not only our podcast, but our fitness.
Yeah, and not only our fitness, but the next generations as well.
Yeah, maybe you got kids. Well, now you can enroll your kids into Bear Canyon CrossFit. You can get them to lose weight. You can get them to do better in school because guess what? They're in better shape.
Yeah.
They're healthier.
Mm-hmm.
They're better human beings.
It teaches great physical training. It's not too much. Again, it's a kid's class, but it also teaches great mental and physical discipline, which can help out a kid
absolutely.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah. Ages 5 through 12, it's every Tuesday and Thursday at 5:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. On Saturday, they have an 11 a.m. CrossFit Kids advanced only class. So get them signed up.
Go to BearCanyonCrossFit.com.